It's really good to be back here tonight as the Ironbirds open up game one of a six-game homestand with the Hudson Valley Renegades.
2 weeks too long. It feels like it's been an eternity since we've been here at Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium, but the Birds are back in town. And man, I could really go for a snow cone right now. Oh, wait, that's your microphone.
The weather's nice. We couldn't ask for a better temperature for first pitch. It's going to be a good one here at the ballpark as the Ironbirds and Renegades get set to play game one of six here this week. Third homestand of the season for the Ironbirds. Second series meeting between these two teams. We'll get you into what you need to know for this game. But before that, let's take a quick recap of the road trip, Ray. So the Ironbirds were on the road for a couple weeks. A six-game set in Wilmington that turned into a five-game set because of rain, and then six games in Brooklyn to wrap up the road trip. The Birds went 5-6 overall in the 11 games, but they did win three of their last four. They scored seven or more runs in five of the 11 games on the trip, and overall a plus 21 run differential on that road trip. Pretty impressive there.
There were some big bets going on the road for the Ironbirds, and yeah, plus 21 run differential. That is amazing. You really love getting that type of output out of your offense. That is fantastic, and there's a reason why they got that output out of the offense. Tell them, Mike.
Yeah, plenty of the guys in this lineup were hitting really well. 1-9, this lineup continues to produce, and it's trending really well at this point in the season now that we're into May. But before we talk about some of the other guys, let's talk about two in the newest Ironbirds, Jackson Holliday and Max Costas, both recently brought up from Low A Delmarva. Let's start with Jackson Holliday, Ray. A .435 on base percentage and four multi-hit games in 10 games. He's reached base safely in all 10 as an Ironbird. And then how about what Max Costas is doing? Three home runs and nine RBIs in a three-game stretch in Brooklyn. He had a two home run, four RBI game, and then the next night he followed it up with a grand slam. How about what these two guys are doing early on in their Birds tenures?
And there's one thing I gotta say about that. Ironbirds fans, he's here. But yes, it's quite the production that they had on the road, and getting two guys coming up there and immediately making an impact. You really love to see that in the minors.
A lot of excitement around the ballpark tonight. Jackson Holliday making his home debut for the Ironbirds. So we've got that going on tonight. But before we tell you about what's going on for tonight's game, I'm going to throw it down to the field for Stash. Stash, what's going on down there, my man?
Thanks, Mike. Ironbird fans, who's happy the Ironbirds are back in Aberdeen? You didn't sound that happy. I said, are you glad the Ironbirds are back, baby? We got some new faces, some old faces. Speaking of new faces, everybody say hello to my intern, the Iron Maiden. She'll be following me around all night. Please say hi if you can. So if you are excited for the game tonight, let me get a cowbell check. Mike, everybody sounds ready down here. Are you ready?
All right, Stash. Well, thanks for throwing it back up here. Appreciate you getting the crowd hyped up, as always. Well, Ray, it hasn't been all the bats this season, and as of late, the pitching has been really good for the Ironbirds. And let's talk about the guy who's on the mound tonight for the Birds, right-hander Gene Pinto. Not only has he gone four more innings in every start this season and struck out six or more batters in every start this season, he's the Orioles' minor league pitcher of the month for April. So congratulations to Gene. How good has he been this year?
Well earned. I mean, 34 strikeouts. The guy has been lights out for the Ironbirds, and it's going to be lights out as the lights turn down here. But we'll see what's going to happen here when the starters come out. They got their hands full tonight with Hudson Valley, though.
Ray, you mentioned the 34 Ks for Gene Pinto. That's tied for second in the South Atlantic League this year. He looks to continue to roll at the top of the Ironbirds rotation. When you mentioned that the hands full tonight, left-hander Joel Valdez going for the Renegades against the Ironbirds, those two going at it in just a few minutes. And how about this, right? T.T. Bones is in town, the last year's Ironbirds team MVP. He's playing in game one of a rehab assignment here in Aberdeen this week.
Welcome back, good sir. It's good to have you back here in Aberdeen, and it was quite the playoff atmosphere last year with T.T. Bowen, so it's a nice little bit of nostalgia here at Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium, so great to have T.T. Bowen in the lineup tonight.
Yes, sir. So he's Ray Atkinson. I'm Michael Marcantonini. First pitch coming up at 7:05. You can catch me on WAMD Aberdeen, Bally Live, and MILB TV. Let's fly, Ironbirds fans.
here is my conclusion.
The Aberdeen Ironbirds are back at home for the first time in over 2 weeks and ready to take flight in Game 1 of a six-game series with the visiting Hudson Valley Renegades. Hi, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to tonight's broadcast. I'm Michael Marcantonini, the voice of the Ironbirds, live from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. It's been a while since the Birds played here in Aberdeen, and the anticipation continues to build for their return. Last summer's number one overall pick, Jackson Holliday, makes his Ironbirds debut tonight as the Birds go for their fourth win in their last five games, taking on the Renegades, who own the best record in the South Atlantic League North Division. It's the third homestand of the season for the Ironbirds and the second series between these two clubs. Get ready to fly with me, Ironbirds fans. First pitch coming up at 7:05, and you can catch all the action here on MILB-TV, Bally Live, and WAMD Aberdeen. Well, Ironbirds fans, this is the day that a lot of people have been waiting for. Jackson Holliday makes his home debut for the Ironbirds. He came up just over 2 weeks ago, was promoted from Low A Delmarva after tearing up the Carolina League to start the season. He's been up in Aberdeen for a little while now. He's gotten his feet wet. He's gotten a chance to adjust to pitching at the high A level. So he is making his Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium debut tonight as the Ironbirds take on the Renegades in game one of a six-game set. The Ironbirds come into tonight's game 10-15 overall. They currently sit in a fifth-place tie in the North Division standing with the Brooklyn Cyclones, seven games out of first place. But the Ironbirds, like I said, have won three of their last four, looking to make it 4 of 5 and continue the strong run that they're currently on. Meanwhile, the Renegades sit at 18-9 overall this season. They have been arguably the best team in all of the South Atlantic League, but sitting atop the North Division standings with that 18-9 record. They lost their last game, but they're 6-4 in their last 10, and they are also 9-3 on the road. So this is a team that is winning games at home, away from home. So the Ironbirds with a tough task tonight. Well, the Ironbirds are just about set to take the field behind right-hander Gene Pinto, who gets the ball for the Birds tonight. He's been the Birds' ace all season long. He just recently won the Orioles Minor League Pitcher of the Month for April. So he and the Birds are ready to take flight. They are taking the field wearing their home whites. We will get you set with starting lineups and everything you need to know with this one after the national anthem. We'll take a quick break for the anthem and then get you those lineups and get you some more info ahead of game one of six between the visiting Renegades and your Aberdeen Ironbirds here on WAMD Aberdeen. Beautiful night for baseball here in Aberdeen, Maryland. 65 degrees and sunny here at Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. If you're just tuning in, my name is Michael Marcantonini, the voice of the Ironbirds, getting you set for game one of six between the Birds and the visiting Hudson Valley Renegades. It's been over 2 weeks since we've had a game here at Leidos Field, but Gene Pinto and the Birds are getting set to open up this series. A lot of excitement around this series with Jackson Holliday's Aberdeen Ironbirds home debut. Last year's Ironbirds team MVP, T.T. Bowens, is also in town on a rehab assignment as he works his way back from an injury. He's in the lineup tonight. And with that, we will get you tonight's lineup as Gene Pinto throws his warm-up tosses. Leading off at third base, it's Max Wagner. Batting second at shortstop, Jackson Holliday. T.T. Bowens is the three-hole hitter. He's the designated hitter as well. Dylan Beavers in the four-hole in right field. Judd Fabian batting fifth in center field. Frederick Bencosme is over at second base. He bats sixth. Silas Ardouin doing the catching. He bats seventh. Isaac De Leon in the eight-hole over at first base. And in the nine-hole, it's the left fielder, Luis Valdez, behind Gene Pinto. We'll get you the numbers on him in a minute. But first, the Renegades starting lineup. Leading off, it's the shortstop, Alexander Vargas, batting second. The left fielder, Aaron Polensky. Antonio Gomez is the catcher. He bats third. Grant Richardson in the four-hole in right field. Rafael Flores batting fifth. He's the designated hitter. Spencer Henson, the first baseman, bats sixth. Aldenese Sanchez is the center fielder, batting seventh. Ben Cowles at second base, batting eighth. And at third base, batting ninth, it's Marcos Cabrera rounding out the lineup for Hudson Valley behind left-hander Joel Valdez. But first, it's the righty Gene Pinto who makes his sixth start of the season for the Birds. 22-year-old right-hander in his fourth professional season. Got a record of 0-1, but that's a little deceiving. He's been really good this year. First pitch of the night misses a little bit high to the switch-hitting Alexander Vargas, and the count's 1-0. Pinto a 2.45 ERA in those five starts, over 22 innings of work. Second pitch of the night misses down and in, so it's 2-0 on Vargas. 34 strikeouts for Pinto. That's tied for second most in the Sally League this season, just 10 walks. Opponents hitting 207 against him as he gets a swing and a foul tip into the glove of Ardouin on a changeup there. It's 2-1. Pinto's a four-pitch pitcher, four-seam fastball, slider, curveball, change. Really likes that changeup. 2-1, misses low and away. It's 3-1. Just underway in Aberdeen, game one of six this week. Series going Tuesday through Sunday. Second series meeting of the season between the Renegades and the Ironbirds as Pinto gets another swing and a miss there. And the count goes to 3-2. So Vargas has seen five pitches. And the full count offering from Gene. Swing and a miss. Nasty breaking ball tipped into the glove of Ardouin. One up, one down for Gene in the top of the first. And he picks up strikeout number 35, which puts him in sole possession of second place in the strikeout department in the Sally League. That brings up the two-hole hitter Aaron Polensky. He's in left field tonight. Not only has he been one of the best hitters in the South Atlantic League and high A overall, he's been one of the best hitters in minor league baseball this season. Polensky leads all of minor league players in OPS. OPS sits at 1.317, which is video game numbers right there. 1-0. Make it 2-0. That's down. He's also second among all minor leaguers in weighted runs created plus at 230. And for those not familiar with that stat, it's a stat that basically measures what a guy does overall at the plate as he skies one to left center field. Valdez back on it, makes the grab. And long story short, he's 130% above league average in that department. We'll talk more about that later. Two up, two down for Pinto. That brings up the catcher, Antonio Gomez. Pinto looking for a 1-2-3 inning in what is now his sixth start of the season. He's been the Birds' ace all season, started the season opener. Gets a sweeper across the plate there, 0-1 on the right-handed hitting Gomez. Gomez a 247 hitter, reaching base at a 329 clip. A 1 slider off the plate, 1-1. A home run and 10 ribbies for Gomez so far this season as he looks to get on with two outs. Pinto ready again, the 1-1. Softly hit grounder back to Gene. Underhand flip to De Leon at first, and it's a quick, easy 1-2-3 inning for Gene Pinto. Ironbirds will have a chance to take the lead when we go to the bottom of the first. We'll do that now. Just underway, game one of six between the Renegades and the Ironbirds here on the Ironbirds Radio Network.
The Ironbirds now offer flex packs. Do you want to save money on your favorite summertime activity? Call us at 410-297-9292 to ask about flexible, undated five-pack ticket vouchers. Buy them now, save over 25%, and use them whenever you want or redeem them in advance to build your custom season ticket mini plan. Call us at 410-297-9292 or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com for more information. That's ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit IronbirdsBaseball.com. Don't miss out on the best place to watch fireworks in all of Harford County. On Monday, July 3rd, visit our 4th annual Red, White, and Boom Independence Day Festival. Activities will include cornhole, axe throwing, a kid zone, and playing catch on the field like the Ironbirds, plus concessions, beer, and more. Tickets start at $10 for a limited time, but prices will increase before the day of the event. So don't wait. Get your tickets now and enjoy the show. Fireworks start at 9:30, but there is so much more to do before that. Visit IronbirdsBaseball.com for more information or call 410-297-9292 and ask about Red, White, and Boom. That's IronbirdsBaseball.com.
Bottom of the first inning from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. Michael Marcantonini with you on the call. Gene Pinto worked a brisk 1-2-3 top of the first inning, threw 12 pitches, six of them strikes, punched out the leadoff man, and then got a flyout and a ground out to end the frame. And now Max Wagner will lead things off for the Birds in the bottom of the first. It's Wagner, then Jackson Holliday, and T.T. Bowens. A lot of excitement surrounding tonight's series opener between the Birds and the Gades, as everybody in attendance is excited to see Jackson Holliday. And then, of course, T.T. Bowens, last year's Ironbirds team MVP, back in town. Wagner takes low and in to start his night at the plate, 1-0. Left-hander Joel Valdez gets the ball for Hudson Valley tonight. 6'4", 23-year-old in his fourth professional season. 1-0 pitch. Wagner chops it out to short on a couple hops. Vargas has it over to first in time to retire Max. And a 6'3 putout is how Valdez starts his night on the mound. So that brings up Jackson Holliday, the man that a lot of people in the stands are here to see. A lot of people buying tickets just specifically to see Jackson tonight. And as he gets a huge ovation from the home crowd at Leidos Field, left-handed hitter steps in. First pitch from Valdez is a fastball in the outer half. It's 0-1. Number one overall pick in last summer's MLB draft out of Stillwater High School in Oklahoma. 0-1 pitch. Holliday chops it foul. It's 0-2. In 10 games with the Ironbirds, Holliday's reached base in all of them. He's hit safely in 7 of his last 8, and he's currently on a 4-game hitting streak, with 3 multi-hit games in that stretch. .435 on base percentage in 10 games with Aberdeen. And he fights off an 0-2 breaking ball right there to stay alive. Holliday also sporting an .894 OPS in his 10 games with the Birds. Guy who has produced at every level he's ever played at. Ready for the 0-2. He slaps a breaking ball into right field for a base hit. Past the diving Cowles into right center. And Jackson Holliday is aboard with his first hit at Leidos Field. So he extends his hitting streak to 5 games. He extends his on-base streak to 11 games. And he's aboard as a one-out base runner for T.T. Bowens. Man, it is really impressive to see what Jackson is doing so far. I mean, he's just getting his feet wet at high A. And the jump from low A to high A is not small. And Jackson, as a teenager, is taking it in stride. Decent lead for him at first. First pitch to T.T. Bowens, misses low and in. It's 1-0 on T.T. Bowens posted a .768 OPS and 32 extra base hits in 106 games for the Birds last season. Was voted the 2022 Ironbirds team MVP last year. Was a big piece of that lineup. So he's back on a rehab assignment. 1-0, fastball over for a strike, 1-1. This is Bowens' first live game action of the season. Was down in Florida, down in Sarasota, getting some work in before the rehab assignment. Good to see him back on a ball field. 1-1, breaking ball's over for a strike. It's 1-2. No score early, one out and a man on first here in the bottom of the first. Gene Pinto, a 1-2-3 top of the first. Birds looking to strike first. Big hole on the right side for T.T. Jackson Holliday at first, and now a move over from the lefty Valdez. Valdez 0-1 with a .731 ERA and 4 starts this season. 16 innings of work. He's fanned 15, walked 13. Long pause on the mound. Holliday takes off for second. The pitch is taken for strike 3, but Holliday a head-first slide into second, and he's got another stolen base. Bowens is down looking, so there are two outs here in the bottom of the first, but Holiday in scoring position now. For Jackson, it's his fifth stolen base in six tries. The guy's only played in 11 games, and he already has five steals here at high A. So he's at second for Dylan Beavers, the right fielder. The catcher Gomez out to chat with the man on the mound, Valdez. First mound visit of the night for the Renegades. So Beavers with a chance to put the Birds on the board first in this one. No score, bottom one. Two down and Holiday at second. Shortstop Vargas pinching in behind Holiday to keep him close. Beavers takes a ball. It's 1-0. Valdez gets the baseball. He's right back on the mound. He's ready to work quickly. Outfielders straight away for Beavers. Infielders in a little bit of a shift for the left-handed swinger. 1-0 pitch. This is inside, a good take from Dylan. And it's 2-0. Ironbirds looking to make it 4 out of 5. They won 3 of the last 4 on the road trip in Brooklyn. A road trip that spanned over 2 weeks. 2-0. Beavers takes that one down the heart of the plate for a strike. It's 2-1. Beavers is reaching base at a .337 clip this season with a .762 OPS. 11 extra base hits. He's driven in 7. Long look at second for Valdez. The 2-1. Beavers takes again. Really patient approach here from Dylan. He's looked at 4 straight. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Man on second. No score. Bottom one in Aberdeen. Beavers ready to hit. Bat on his shoulder. Pitch from Valdez. It's flicked foul down the third baseline out of play, and the count stays where it is. Ironbirds at home for 6 straight, then right back on the road again. Steady diet of road games this season early on for the Birds. This is just their 9th home game of 2023. A look at second, the 2-2 again. Beavers flings one in the air towards the corner in left. Polensky goes back. He won't get there. It hops over the wall, or it stayed in play. Holiday comes in to score, and Dylan Beavers pulls in at second with a double. So 1-0 Ironbirds as Beavers does a little two-out hitting. Had 2 strikes on him as well. And he drives in his 8th run of the season. That ball just kept carrying to left. And Polensky, the left fielder, was drifting, and just couldn't come up with it. So Beavers with the two-bagger to get the Birds on the board. And now the line keeps moving for Judd Fabian. Beavers a big secondary as the ball gets away from the catcher Gomez, but Beavers back. We'll set the defense for the Renegades. Behind the plate, it's Antonio Gomez. Around the infield, Marcos Cabrera at third, Alexander Vargas at short, Ben Cowles is at second, and Spencer Henson over at first. In the outfield, it's Aaron Polensky in left, Aldeniz Sanchez in center, and Grant Richardson in right. The Beavers replaced Holiday at second with the RBI double. 1-0 Birds in the bottom of the first. Beavers dancing off second. Pitch to Fabian. Half-hearted cut there. He swings through it. It's 1-1. Judd's been really good this season. Leads the team with 13 RBIs. Also tie for the team lead with 3 home runs. Reaching base 1 out of every 3 times. OBP at .333. Long look at second. The pitch from Valdez misses in. A lot of breaking balls early on from Valdez, who was originally signed by the Phillies in 2018 out of the Dominican Republic. Was then traded to the Yankees in a deal that sent right-hander Nick Nelson to the Phillies a couple years ago. 2-1 pitch, big secondary for Beavers. Once again, the ball gets away from Gomez in and out of his glove, but he keeps it close. Beavers stays put. Birds are 10-15 overall, but over the last week or so, they've really gotten it going. The bats look good. Pitching's been incredible as of late. Just looking to put it all together here in early May. 3-1 to Judd. Takes it for a strike. It's 3-2. Wagner grounded out to start the inning. Holiday singled, then stole second. T.T. Bowen struck out looking. And then Dylan Beavers, a 2-strike, 2-out RBI double down the left field line. Full count pitch to Fabian. Swings and taps it softly on the ground to the left side. Cabrera, the third baseman, has it. Cross the diamond for the putout, and the inning is over. The Ironbirds get on the board first, an RBI double from Dylan Beaver scoring Jackson Holiday. They do it on two hits, no errors. One man left on in the inning for the Birds. 1-0 after a full inning of play. We'll head to the top of the second after this. You're watching and listening to the Birds on MILB TV, Bally Live, and WAMD Aberdeen.
The Ironbirds now offer flex packs. Do you want to save money on your favorite summertime activity? Call us at 410-297-9292 to ask about flexible, undated 5-pack ticket vouchers. Buy them now, save over 25%, and use them whenever you want or redeem them in advance to build your custom season ticket mini plan. Call us at 410-297-9292 or visit IronBirdsBaseball.com for more information. That's IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Gene Pinto back to work in the top of the second inning here from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. Game one of six this week between the visiting Renegades and your Ironbirds. Grant Richardson, Rafael Flores, and Spencer Henson. 4-5-6 for the Renegades as Pinto starts Richardson's AB off with a ball outside. Counts 1-0. Richardson, a left-handed hitting right fielder, taps one foul down the first baseline. It's 1-1. Set the defense for the Ironbirds. Silas Arduent doing the catching for Pinto. In the infield, it's Max Wagner at third, Jackson Holiday at shortstop, Frederick Bencosme over at second, and Isaac De Leon at first. In the outfield, Luis Valdez playing left, Judd Fabian in center, and Dylan Beavers in right. Third homestand of the season for the Ironbirds. They look to kick this one off with a W and stay hot. Pitch misses just off the plate, and it's 2-1 on Richardson. Umpires in tonight's ballgame, it's Warren Eubanks behind the dish, and Jalen Goodman has the bases. 2-1, another foul ball grounded down the first baseline, 2-2. Pinto picked up a strikeout in his 1-2-3 first, needed just 12 pitches to get through it. See what he comes with here on 2-2. Gene ready to go. Pitch, that's down. And another full count. Gene has worked a couple of those so far. Young right-hander working quickly, the payoff pitch, that's downstairs. So back-to-back balls, and that is the first walk issued by Pinto. It's the first base runner for the Renegades. That brings up Rafael Flores, the designated hitter. Man on first and no outs. 1-0 Ironbirds after an inning of play. Birds got on the board on Dylan Beavers, two-out, two-strike double down the left field line, scoring Jackson Holiday. Holiday singled with one out, stole second, then came around to score, trading places with Beavers on the double. Ironbirds looking to keep that lead and extend. At first, Pinto looking to throw up a zero. Counts 1-0 on Flores. Big secondary lead for Richardson over at first. This Renegades team is dangerous on the base paths. We'll see if the man on first, Richardson, decides to go. De Leon holding him on at the bag. Swinging a foul tip in and out of the glove of Arduin. Count goes to 1-2. A run on two hits in the first inning for the Birds. Man on first here with no outs for the Gades in the second, but still looking for their first hit of the game. Pinto, a long pause, holds the glove at his belt. Double play depth for the Birds. 1-2, swing and a miss. Two strikeouts for Pinto, and he picks up out number one here in the second. That brings up Spencer Henson, who's swinging a really solid bat so far this season. Average at .284, OPS over 1,000. Six home runs, he's driven in 17. First baseman will hit with a man on first and one out. Man on first. I mentioned this Hudson Valley team swipes a lot of bags, 56 to be exact. Second place in the Sally League. There's a lot of teams bunched up at the top. In fact, the top four teams in the Sally League this year in terms of stolen bases are all separated by one stolen base each. Now a shorter lead for Richardson at first. Pitch is taken on the outer half. It's 0-2. The Greenville Drive lead the Sally League with 57 stolen bases, and Hudson Valley with 56, then Aberdeen with 55, then Hickory with 54. So it's really bunched up at the top. Then you got Wilmington with 51 in fifth, so everybody's running this season. 0-2, runner goes. Swinging a foul tip. Well, and if you're watching on either the MILB TV stream or the Bally live stream, and you can see the runner over at first base, Richardson, what you would have seen there as he took off for second is he got a little bit of an extra shuffle lead and then took off for second. And that's a technique that the Yankees organization has been teaching in the minors for a couple years now. 0-2, check swing, a little peel, no swing. And not only have the Yankees been teaching it for a couple years, but now other big league organizations are picking up on it and realizing, hey, you know, if my runner, either at first or second, can get a little bit extra lead and kind of get a head start when taking off for a bag, you know, we're going to do that. 1-2, check swing, and another foul ball. And there was an article in The Athletic about it a couple weeks ago. Ken Rosenthal wrote it, and it was really interesting to read that and kind of get a feel for the origins of this technique where you're getting essentially, you know, a head start from first, 1-2. And it's almost, I'd compare it to, like, if you're at a traffic light and you're stopped at a traffic light and then somebody kind of slows into that traffic stop. There's a red light, but then it immediately turns green, and the person who was rolling into the stop just can continue to go. They're going to beat you off the block every time, and that's sort of the stolen base technique that the Yankees organization has been teaching for years. It's a really interesting article, and part of the reason why the Renegades have had so much success stealing bags over the last few seasons, and really every affiliate in the Yankees system. Now, I haven't really picked up on that technique from the Ironbirds or in the Orioles system, but they're not having any trouble swiping bags either. 2-2 pitch off the plate, and the count runs full. A lot of full counts for Gene Pinto so far. It's at least three for him, and this is only the seventh batter he's faced. It's Henson at the dish with a man on first and one out. 3-2 pitch, here it is. Right down the chute for strike three. And Henson will just take a long look and head back to the dugout. Back-to-back punch-outs for Pinto. That's a big pitch right there, because if he misses, it's first and second with one out, and now you've got man on first, two outs. Take that every single time. So three strikeouts for Gene as his totals continue to climb. And that brings up Aldenys Sanchez, the center fielder. Hitting .241 in the season, six extra base hits for him. Takes low, counts 1-0. 1-0 Ironbirds here in the top of the second inning. Birds got on the board on Dylan Beavers' two-out RBI double down the left field line in the first. Birds looking to add to that lead after Pinto finishes the second. Popped up right side of the diamond, foul ground. We'll see if it stays in play. Ardouin off with the mask, but the ball goes in and out of his glove and falls in the Ironbirds' dugout near manager Roberto Mercado. So it'll just go in the book as a strike on Aldenys Sanchez. Count is 1-1 now on Sanchez. Tough play for Ardouin. He had to go a long way for it, had to battle the railing over by the Birds' dugout. Ball just popped out. Richardson at first. Another pop-up foul to the right side, but that one will get into the stands. Good crowd on hand for a Tuesday night game. Really good to see all the people in attendance here. It's a cool Tuesday night in Aberdeen, but the sun is out. It's a nice night for a ball game. A lot of kids on hand. Pinto ready to go. 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball popped up again to the right side. This one in shallow right. And it's Beavers, the right fielder, who calls off Ben Cosme, the second baseman. And the inning is over. So Gene Pinto walks the leadoff man, but retires the next three in order. And he is through two scoreless here in Aberdeen. We'll head to the bottom of the second after this. 1-0 Birds. Keep it locked on WAMD Aberdeen.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now. Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are...
Looks like that's not the end of the inning, as looks like there was a pitch clock violation on Gene Pinto there. So instead of a scoreless frame, Pinto will still look to keep it a scoreless frame. But Sanchez over at first, and now Ben Cowles, the second baseman, will hit with two on and two outs. 0-2 pitch from Gene. That gets through the legs of Ardue. Both runners advance. Big turnaround third for Grant Richardson, but he stops there. So Richardson at third now, and Sanchez the second. We'll see if that goes in as a wild pitch. Well, you see a lot of weird things in the minors. And that was one of them. Looked like a fly out to shallow right to end the inning. But instead, two on and both in scoring position now. Counts one and two on Cowles. Right-handed hitter ready to go. Pinto looking to get through it. Both runners lead off their bags. Here's the 1-2 pitch, fouled back. Well, Pinto walked the leadoff man, Richardson. And then Flores and Henson both struck out. And now Sanchez reaches with two down to keep it going for Cowles. Cowles having a nice season. OPS at 866 this year. 1-2, swing and a miss. In and out of the glove of Ardue, but he'll slap the tag on Cowles. And now the inning is over. Three strikeouts in the inning for Pinto give him four in the game. And now he is through two scoreless. 1-0 Ironbirds as we go to the bottom of the second. Keep it locked on WAMD Aberdeen.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Frederick Ben-Cosme, Silas Ardue, and Isaac De Leon, 6-7-8 in the Ironbirds order here in the bottom of the second. 1-0 Birds over the Gades in game one of a six-game series. As the Gades put on a little bit of a lefty shift for the lefty swinging Ben-Cosme. Left on left against Valdez, the starter for the Gades, who gave up a run on two hits in the first. Struck out one. Gene Pinto's threw two scoreless for the Ironbirds. Struck out three in the second, has four punch-outs overall. 1-0, Ben-Cosme sends one to the left side. Sliding stop by Vargas. Off-balance throw to first and dug out by Henson. Nice play all around by the Gage shortstop Vargas and the first baseman Henson. Tough play for Vargas. You know, had to slide. He was in the shift, had to go back over to that right side of the diamond. Slid, made the play, off-balance throw, and then, of course, Henson cleaning it up over at first. So 6-3 putout starts the bottom of the second. And here's Silas Ardue, the catcher, who's riding a seven-game hitting streak. Hit safely in all seven games that he played during the 11-game road trip in Wilmington and Brooklyn. 5 extra base hits and 9 RBIs this season for Silas. As he hits with the bases empty and one gone. Pops this one up to the right side of the diamond. Catcher Gomez throws the mask off, but he'll just watch it fall into the seats. And it is 1-1 on Ardoin. So what happened there at the end of the top of the second inning? It looked like Gene Pinto had a flyout off the bat of Aldenis Sanchez for the third out of the inning, but Silas Ardoin was called for catcher's interference, and that's why the inning continued. Pinto got the next batter out anyway as Ardoin grounds to third. Handled by Cabrera, long throw over across the diamond. But that is out number 2 in the inning. And that's 3 in a row set down by Valdez since the double. Brings up Isaac De Leon. 1-for-5 with a homer in the second-to-last game of the road trip in Brooklyn. Now the right-handed hitter steps in. Over at first base tonight, had been seeing a lot of time over at the hot corner. Back over at first. Takes a breaking ball over for a strike. It's 0-1. 1-0 Ironbirds over the Renegades, bottom of the second inning. Dylan Beavers, an RBI double in the first. That's how the Birds got their run. De Leon, with 2 gone and no one on, takes inside, counts 1-1. Twirls the bat out in front of him. De Leon ready to hit once again with Valdez set on the mound. And the 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Good fastball there. And the count goes to 1-2. Well, the third baseman Cabrera and the shortstop Vargas are both back deep at their positions, playing De Leon to pull. And the second baseman Cowles is shaded up the middle. Big hole on that right side, with Henson way off the bag at first as well. Outfield pretty much straight away. De Leon rocking the high socks, ready to go. Fights off the 1-2, and he stays alive. I mentioned during the air show, pregame show, that the Ironbirds had a really productive road trip. Despite going just 5-6 on the trip, they played really well towards the back half of the roadie, winning 3 of the last 4 games. 1-2 pitch, that's downstairs, it's 2-2. The Ironbirds also outscored Wilmington and Brooklyn by a combined 21 runs on the trip. Outscored Wilmington 23-17 in that 5-game series, lost 2 of 3. But then outscored Brooklyn 31-16 in the 3-game split. Bats were hot in Brooklyn for sure. 2-2. De Leon sprays one to right center. That's down in the gap. That'll be extra bases for De Leon. Chugging around first, heading for second. Helmet flies off, and he pulls up there. It's a 2-out, 2-bagger with swagger for Isaac De Leon. And the Birds have a man in scoring position with 2 down. Second double of the game for the Birds, third hit overall. De Leon keeps the inning going. That brings up Valdez. That's a nice piece of hitting for De Leon. It's his 7th extra base hit of the season. A little Oppo Taco here on Tuesday. We love that. And Valdez now with a chance to bring home another run. Luis is in left field tonight. He's moved all around the diamond for the Ironbirds this season. A little second base. He's played all 3 outfield positions. Valdez a look at second, and the pitch to Valdez. So you got Joel Valdez thrown to Luis Valdez here. As Luis fouls one back. Switch hitter batting right against the left-handed pitcher. Valdez has driven in 7 this season. We'll see if he can make it 8. We know what he can do when he gets on base. Swiping bags. 0-1. Chopper down the third baseline. Foul. And the count goes to 0-2. Well, I talked to Roberto Mercado before the game, and one thing he told me is that Luis has looked really good in the outfield lately. Of course, playing a lot more outfield lately, in part because Jackson Holliday is up from Delmarva, and Holliday is going to be the everyday shortstop moving forward, and that's pushed Frederick Bencosme to second, which has pushed Valdez to the outfield. But Roberto says Valdez has been awesome in the outfield, but he's down on strikes here, chases a breaking ball around the ankles, and he is out number 3 here in the second. No runs on a 2-out hit from De Leon. No errors. 1 man left in scoring position for the Ironbirds. 1-0 Birds after 2 full. We'll head to the top of the third after this. Keep it locked on Bally Live, MILB TV, and WAMB Aberdeen.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Top of the third inning from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. Michael Marcantonini with you on the call. 1-0 Ironbirds over the Renegades in game one of six this week. Gene Pinto back to work. Fastball misses high to the nine-hole hitter Marcos Cabrera to start the inning. And it's 1-0. So Cabrera then back to the top for Vargas and Polensky. Pinto with four strikeouts, and he is not allowed a hit through two scoreless so far. The only two runners that reached base were Grant Richardson, who walked leading off the second, and then Aldenese Sanchez, who reached on a catcher's interference with two outs in the inning. And now a sky-high pop-up here on 2-0. That one's out of play. Wagner darted back for it, but realized pretty quickly that one was getting out. And the count's 2-1 on Cabrera. A run on three hits and an error for the Ironbirds. That error was the catcher's interference. No runs, no hits, no errors for the Gates. 2-1, chop foul, it's 2-2. Pinto's fallen behind a lot of hitters so far tonight. He's also worked a handful of deep counts, but it hasn't seemed to matter. He did a good job working around that leadoff walk in the second, struck out the next two. And then had Sanchez retired on a flyout, but of course the catcher's interference negated that, and then he came back and punched out Cowles to end the inning. 2-2 on the outside corner, called strike three. How about another? Five strikeouts for Gene Pinto, and he's only one time through the lineup. Back to the top now for Vargas, one out and the base is empty. Well, Pinto looks great once again tonight, as he has been all season. Pinto, I mentioned earlier, was named the Orioles minor league pitcher of the month for April. Started four games in April and was really good in all four outings. Tapper foul from Vargas, it's 0-1. In his four April starts, he worked four plus innings in all of them. He also struck out six or more in all of them. And he posted a 27-7 strikeout to walk ratio over those four starts. Opponents hit just 194 against Gene in April, and they haven't fared much better in May so far. A one pitch. Took something off that one. Change up in at 79. It's 0-2. Pinto with five strikeouts. Can he add a sixth? 0-2 from Gene. Ooh, that one was close, but the home plate umpire, Warren Eubanks, says it just missed. And it's 1-2. Base is empty and one down. Birds lead at 1-0, top three. Gene ready to go. The 1-2, swing and a miss. Well, there's number six. He keeps racking them up. Vargas is 0-2 with a pair of punch-outs. Gene continues to roll. Here's Aaron Polensky, who I mentioned his last time up, has been one of the best hitters in all of minor league baseball this season. And I started talking about his weighted runs created plus, sitting at 230. That's 130% above league average. It's a stat that measures the quality of the hits that you're getting and sets it to a league average, where the league average is 100. So anything below 100 is below league average. Anything above 100 is above league average. You get the picture there. But, you know, guys can get all different types of hits in baseball. You know, you get singles, doubles, triples, and homers. But weighted runs created plus, what it does is it takes into account what type of hits are you getting. So your weighted runs created plus will be higher if you're hitting more doubles, triples, and homers versus all singles. So a guy, so if you got two guys that are five for their last 10, one of the guys has all singles. The other guy has a single, maybe three doubles, and two homers. That guy's weighted runs created plus is going to be much higher, even though they have the same batting average over that stretch. There's a swing and a miss from Polensky, and the count's 2-2. Well, time is called, as looks like Aaron asked for it. A lot of ugly swings against Gene so far tonight, and that's good news for the Birds. Two gone, and the base is empty. 2-2 pitch, that's down. And Polensky just laid off. Gene struck out 103 batters last season for the Ironbirds. He's off to a fantastic start this year. 3-2 pitch, popped up, shallow center. Fabian got a good read on it. He comes in a few steps and makes the catch for out number three. Another 1-2-3 inning for Pinto. It's his second of the night. He's allowed just two base runners through three scoreless so far this evening. After 2.5, it's the Ironbirds 1 and the Renegades nothing. We'll head to the bottom of the third after this on WAMB Aberdeen.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Birds lead the Gates 1-0, bottom three in Aberdeen. A run on three hits and an error for the Birds. No runs on no hits and no errors for Hudson Valley. Game one of six this week as the Birds open up their third homestand of the season. Top of the order for the Birds, it's Wagner, Holiday, and Bowens. Wagner bounced to short his first time up. Left-hander Joel Valdez back at it. And he hits Wagner in the foot on the first pitch. I think that got him in the back foot. So he'll take a moment to shake that off and then hobble down to first. So the Ironbirds have the leadoff man on for the first time tonight. And that brings up Jackson Holiday. And Jackson already showing how poised he is as a teenager here at the high A level. Was down in the count 0-2 his first time up and then fought off a nasty breaking ball just to stay alive. And it was one of those, you know, I'm not trying to put this ball in play. I'm just trying to fight it off to see another pitch. And he did that and then eventually singled, you know, through the shift past the diving Cowles at second. Got a ball into right center. Stole second, his fifth stolen base in six tries. And then came around to score on the two-out double from Dylan Beavers. So Holiday ready to go. Last summer's number one overall pick. And Wagner, after a visit from the training staff, looks like he's ready to go, ready to run over at first. Puts that oven mitt on. And now Jackson will step in. Holiday was the third number one overall pick in Orioles history. And the second over the last half decade. Fights one off foul there, and the count goes to 0-1. The other two number one overall picks in Orioles history, well, of course, Adley Rutschman out of Oregon State in 2019, finished second in the Rookie of the Year voting last year in the American League, who also finished 12th in AL MVP voting, poised to win an MVP or multiple someday. And then right-hander Ben McDonald, the other number one overall pick in Orioles history. Holiday, a cue shot to third. And it goes down as a 5-4 fielder's choice. Cabrera over to Cowles. Actually, that was the shortstop Vargas covering, so a 5-6 fielder's choice. And Holiday retired. Wagner retired. Holiday safe at first on the fielder's choice. So some speed on the bases there with Jackson over at first. That brings up T.T. Bones, who struck out looking his first time up. Valdez set on the mound, high leg kick. First pitch to T.T., chops it foul around the plate. It's 0-1. 1-0 Ironbirds over the Renegades. Birds got their run in the first. Zeros on the scoreboard since. Holiday with a healthy lead over at first. Henson holding him on at the bag. Big hole on the right side for Bowens, who can go oppo. 0-1, swing and a miss. It's 0-2. Holiday was the first high school position player taken by the Orioles with their top draft selection since the O's took Manny Machado, number 3 overall, back in 2010. So that's pretty good company to be in for Jackson, who leads off first. Valdez set once again, glove at the belt. High leg kick again, and he misses inside with the fastball. It's 1-2. Now, a lot of times, at least in recent years, the trend is if you're going to pick a high school player early on in the draft, it better be a slam dunk, because a lot of organizations, if they're going high school, you know, a lot of times they'll look to the arms. Bones misses in, or it misses inside to Bones. It's 2-2. But I've seen a lot of college guys been taking over high school players early on in drafts recently. But when you know you've got a home run of a number one overall pick, and looks like that's what Jackson is, and that's what the Orioles think he is. They thought he was the best player. They took him at number one, and he's rewarding them so far. 2-2, Bowens blasts one deep left field. That ball ain't coming back. Fire me up, T.T. Bowens. A two-run shot here in the bottom of the third, and the Ironbirds go up 3-0. That ball was absolutely crushed. It went about three-quarters of the way up the visiting clubhouse, banged off the roof, and ended up over it. So T.T. circles the bases, and Ironbirds fans have seen him do that plenty of times. That ball was absolutely demolished. A two-run shot for Bowens, and it's safe to say that he's healthy again. So he picks on a pitch that he can drive with two strikes, and he did not miss it. Holiday comes in to score his second run of the game, and it's 3-0 Birds. Here's Dylan Beavers. Left on left for Dylan. He takes up and in, and the count goes to 1-0. I mentioned Bowens, 32 extra base hits last year for the Birds, hit seven homers in the regular season and then a big one in the postseason. Beavers takes a strike. And Ironbirds fans will remember that postseason homer that T.T. Bowens hit in Game 2 of the North Division Championship Series against the Brooklyn Cyclones. Blasted one to center in the bottom of the first inning, in the game that the Ironbirds had to have. Ironbirds eventually won that North Division Championship Series to advance to the Sally League Championship Series, where they fell in three games to Bowling Green. Beavers flings one out of play down the left field line, foul. So three extra base hits for the Ironbirds in this one, a pair of doubles in the Bowens homer. 3-0 lead. Good signs for this club. Beavers. Bat shatters, little dribbler out to the mound. Valdez avoids the bat, picks up the ball, and throws over to first to retire Dylan on the 1-3 put out. Well, that's always scary when you've got a splintering bat coming at you, but Valdez avoided it. And the third baseman, Cabrera, picks up the barrel of the bat and hands it over to the Ironbirds bat boy. A shard of the bat flew somewhere, and it looks like the base umpire, Jalen Goodman, was looking over there to see if he could find a piece of it. I think they got all of it. Oh, actually, no, they didn't. There's Jalen Goodman, who looked like he picked up something over there on the diamond. Anyway, two down, and the bases are empty for Judd Fabian, the center fielder. 3-0 Ironbirds. They've done it on four hits. The Beavers RBI double and the Bowens two-run home run. Valdez set on the mound. He readies the first pitch to Fabian, high and away outside. That one goes all the way to the backstop, 1-0. Bowens hit that ball so hard and so far that it probably should count for extra runs, right? Well, just the two. Birds looking to extend that 3-0 lead here with two gone. Next pitch to Judd inside, almost clipped him. The inning started with Max Wagner reaching via the hit-by-pitch. He was hit with the first pitch of the inning. Then Jackson Holliday bounced into a fielder's choice. Then the Bowens homer, and then Beavers at the ground out. 2-0 pitch. Fabian gets one up in the air, deep left center. Polensky giving chase. He looks up, and he'll just turn and watch it fly. Fire me up! Judd Fabian with his fourth homer of the season. It's his team-leading 14th RBI. And it's a slugfest in Aberdeen tonight. Second homer of the inning for the Birds. A three spot here in the second, and it's 4-0. Second straight home game with a home run for Fabian. He homered in the series finale against Jersey Shore here at Leidos Field a couple weeks ago. And he follows up T.T. Bowens' blast with one of his own, goes out to left center. And the Ironbirds have exploded for four runs through the first three frames, and they're not done yet. Frederick Bencosme will have a shot now with two down. Bencosme's off to a solid start this season. He's not hitting quite where he'd want to be, but he has the on-base percentage at .346, in part because he's drawn 13 walks. Finding ways to get on base. Spent some time at the top of the lineup, hitting in the six hole tonight. He swings at the first pitch and drives one to deep right field. Leaping attempt from the right fielder, Richardson. It's in and out of his glove, off the wall. And Bencosme pulls in at second with a double. Five extra base hits for the Birds. And Bencosme's got himself his seventh extra base hit of the season. Well, Richardson made a heck of an effort to leap and try to make the grab. Ball went in and out of his glove, and it was kind of dangerous at that point because the ball almost went over the wall. Could have had a Jose Canseco situation on our hands there. But it hit off the top of the wall instead, and Bencosme gets himself a two-bagger. So he leads off second. Here's Silas Ardoin. That one through the wickets, all the way to the backstop. Gomez, the catcher, couldn't pick it up, and now Bencosme around third ran too far off. He slides, a head-first slide at home, and he's called out. Well, Freddie got a little bit too aggressive, got to third on the wild pitch, and then tried to come home. That did not end well for him, and he is retired, and it's the end of the inning. But a very productive inning for the Ironbirds. They strike for three runs. They do it on three hits. A two-run homer from T.T. Bowens and a solo shot from Judd Fabian. 4-0 Birds after three. Top four after this on WAMD Aberdeen.
The Ironbirds now offer flex packs. Do you want to save money on your favorite summertime activity? Call us at 410-297-9292 to ask about flexible, undated five-pack ticket vouchers. Buy them now. Save over 25% and use them whenever you want or redeem them in advance to build your custom season ticket mini plan. Call us at 410-297-9292 or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com for more information. That's ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Don't miss out on the best place to watch fireworks in all of Harford County. On Monday, July 3rd, visit our 4th annual Red, White, and Boom Independence Day Festival. Activities will include cornhole, axe throwing, a kid zone, and playing catch on the field like the Ironbirds, plus concessions, beer, and more.
Gene Pinto with a 4-run lead to work with as we open up play in the top of the 4th inning. Antonio Gomez, Grant Richardson, and Rafael Flores due up for the Renegades. 3-4-5 in the Gades order. A two-run shot from T.T. Bowens and a solo shot from Judd Fabian gave the Birds three runs in the bottom of the third. They lead it 4-0 over Hudson Valley here in the fourth. First pitch to Gomez is over for a strike. And the next one misses low. It's 1-1. Gomez bounced back to Pinto to end a 1-2-3 first inning. Two 1-2-3 innings for Gene tonight. And he is racking up the strikeouts. That one fouled back. It's 1-2. 6 strikeouts for Gene tonight. And he is yet to allow a hit in this one. Gomez down in the count 1-2. We'll see if Gene can do it again and rack up another strikeout. Right-hander ready to go. Swinging a drive. Deep right center field. Fabian a few steps back. Shy of the track in the alley. Makes the grab. And that is out number one in the fourth. Well, Judd is just so smooth out there in center. Just glided to that ball. Got to it in plenty of time. Made the grab. Gomez retired for out number one. Here's Grant Richardson, who walked his first time up. Well, Pinto this season has fanned 6 or more batters in every start he's made, and that includes tonight. He misses low to Richardson there, counts 1-0. Ironbirds lead it 4-0, top 4. 1-0 outside, and it's 2-0. In order this season, in his 6 starts, including tonight, in the strikeout department, Pinto's gone 6-8, 7-6, 7-6, and counting tonight. There's over for a strike, so season high of 8. He did that back on April 13th at Hudson Valley, so the Renegades have seen what Gene can do. They saw last year what he could do as well. It's 1 over for a ball. Looked pretty good. It's 3-1. Pinto in his first start of the season against Hudson Valley, 5 innings of 1-run ball with those 8 strikeouts, and he walked just 1. 3-1. That's over for a strike. It's 3-2. Pinto has not allowed more than 5 hits in a start, and he's allowed 3 or less in 4 of his 6. And he adds another strikeout there. 7 for Gene Pinto as Richardson goes down swinging. So Pinto's fanned at least 1 batter in every inning so far tonight. Had 1 in the first, 3 in the second, 2 more in the third, and how about another here in the fourth? 2 up, 2 down. Here's Flores, the DH. Pinto looking for his third 1-2-3 frame of the night. First pitch fastball is high. It's 1-0. Birds holding a 4-0 advantage. The bats are going early. A couple homers, few doubles. 1-9 producing once again. 1-0 taken for a strike, and the count's 1-1. Well, the Birds had a really productive road trip, especially the final few games of the trip. Birds won 3 of their last 4. Swing and a miss, it's 1-2. Birds outscored the Cyclones 31-16 in that 6-game series, so the bats are coming in hot. Birds scored 7 or more runs in 5 of the 11 games on the road trip. So you knew coming in that the pace that they're on offensively could continue, and the pitching's been really good as well lately. Gene Pinto continuing that trend. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Bases empty here in the fourth. Next pitch from Gene. Misses low and in. And the count runs full. See if Pinto can pick up strikeout number 8, which would tie a season high. Well, he's ready to go. 3-2. Tapper to the left side, backhanded by Wagner on a couple hops. Throws over to De Leon, stretch at the bag. And it's a 1-2-3 fourth inning for Gene Pinto. His third perfect inning of the night. And he sends the Ironbirds back to the dugout with a chance to add to their 4-0 lead. 4-0 Birds after 3.5. We go to the home half of the fourth after this quick break on the Ironbirds Radio Network.
Start at $10 for a limited time, but prices will increase before the day of the event.
So don't wait. Get your tickets now and enjoy the show. Fireworks start at 9:30, but there is so much more to do before that. Visit IronBirdsBaseball.com for more information or call 410-297-9292 and ask about Red, White, and Boom. That's IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Bottom of the fourth inning from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. Michael Marcantonini with you on the call. Bottom three in the Ironbirds order due up here in the fourth. It's Arduent, De Leon, and Valdez. Birds lead at 4-0 over the Renegades in game one of six this week. Two home runs and three doubles for the Birds' bat so far tonight. Gene Pinto, four no-hit innings, 3-1-2-3 innings, and he's racked up seven strikeouts and counting. Pinto continues to dazzle, fresh off winning Orioles Minor League Pitcher of the Month for April. He's on his way to putting himself in consideration for May as well. 1-0 from the left-hander Valdez misses high and away to Arduin. It's 2-0. Arduin bounced to third his first time up. He's 0-1. Looking to extend his hitting streak to eight games. Ironbirds got the leadoff man on in the third. Wagner was hit by a pitch, and that sparked a three-run rally. Pitch misses low and away. Well, the story coming into tonight, and the story that's continuing as this game goes on, it's Jackson Holliday's home debut in Aberdeen. Was called up in late April, was with the team in Wilmington and Brooklyn, and now playing at Leidos Field for the first time this season. Valdez misses even farther outside with that one, a four-pitch walk, as that one got all the way to the backstop. Arduin is aboard, and that brings up De Leon. Well, Holliday has scored two of the Ironbirds' four runs tonight. He singled in the first, stole a bag and scored, and then reached on a fielder's choice in the third and scored on the Bowens homer. But it's not just the Jackson Holliday show tonight. A lot of other guys getting in on the action, getting in on the holiday party here at Leidos Field as De Leon takes a strike. It's 0-1. Bowens a two-run shot and Fabian a solo homer in that third inning. Doubles from De Leon, Ben Cosme, and Beavers in this one as well. Move over to first. Arduin back safely. Ironbirds looking to extend that lead. Already with a 4-0 advantage. This one tapped to the left side. Cabrera to second for one. The relay throw to first, not in time. So a 5-4 fielder's choice. Arduin cut down on the base pass, and De Leon safe at first. That brings up the 9-hole hitter Valdez, struck out swinging his first time up. Luis patrolling left field tonight. And I was talking about his recent transition to playing more outfield, and a lot of that has to do with Jackson Holliday's promotion up to Aberdeen. Holliday, the everyday shortstop, and the previous everyday shortstop Frederick Bencosme shifted over to second base. Freddie can play multiple infield positions, of course, so he's over there playing second base most of the time now, which has pushed Valdez to the outfield, and he's getting reps at all three spots. De Leon took off for second, but it won't matter because Valdez chopped that one foul, and the count's 0-2. Ironbirds have one stolen base tonight. Holliday swiped second back in the first inning. And that gives the Ironbirds 56 stolen bases on the season. They've only been caught eight times. Valdez batting from the right side. Two strikes on him. Before that, a move to first. It's off the glove of Henson. That allows De Leon to head to second. Big turnaround second. He's headed for third. Helmet flew off. Head first dive into the bag. And De Leon goes first to third on the error. I don't think the throw was that offline or anything. I think Henson just missed it. It hit off his glove and ricocheted down past first base towards right field along the wall. So we'll see who they give the error to, but it is an error either way. So an insurance run for the Birds 90 feet away, and the Gades bring the infield in all the way around with just one down. 0-2 to Valdez, swing and a miss. Chased a pitch low and away. And he is down for out number two. He wasn't sure right away if that was strike three, but it was. Back to the top of the order for Max Wagner. Wags is coming into his own offensively as of late. He was hit by a pitch in the bottom of the third inning, leading off the frame, and he fouls one back. It's 0-1. That sparked the three-run rally. Birds lead it 4-0 with a man on third and two outs. Wagner holding the bat on his shoulder, ready to go. 0-1, it's down. It scoots away from Gomez, the catcher, but he's able to keep it close. Wagner had a strong series in Brooklyn. Four hits in that series, including two home runs and a triple. Also drove in three runs. 1-1 from Valdez, taps it foul. It's 1-2. In the Saturday win for the Ironbirds at Brooklyn, Wagner went 2-for-4 with a homer and a triple. He became the second Ironbird this season to homer and triple in the same game. Jackson Holliday was the first to do it. He did that at Wilmington. 1-2. Wagner sends one to the right side. Diving stop by Cowles, but he can't come up with the baseball. And it's an infield RBI single for Max Wagner. So Cowles kept it in front, but couldn't do anything after that. Birds add another. It's 5-0 here in the fourth. And for the third time tonight, Jackson Holliday will hit. And for the second time in as many at-bats, he will hit with Max Wagner aboard at first. So De Leon comes in to score, and that error proving costly for the Renegades. As De Leon was on first base and then ended up on third because of the throwing error or the fielding error, whatever they scored it as. First pitch to Holliday, misses outside. It's 1-0. Holliday ranks 10th in all of minor league baseball in on-base percentage coming into this game with an OBP at 486. Wagner takes off for second. Pitch outside, and it's a stolen base for Max Wagner. Gomez, the catcher, dropped the baseball. Birds are 2-for-2 in the stolen base department tonight, and now a runner in scoring position for Jackson. Jackson also ranks 12th in all of minor league baseball with a 189 weighted runs created plus. That's 89% above league average. And yeah, I forgot to, I don't think I mentioned this kid's only 19 years old. 2-0 over for a strike. It's 2-1. I mean, what Jackson has done this season is just impressive any way you look at it. He went hitless in his first two games with the Ironbirds, but reached base safely three times, drew three walks in those two games, and then hasn't stopped hitting since. 2-1 pitch. He takes that one for a strike. It's 2-2. And I was at Jackson's high A debut in Wilmington, and although he didn't get a hit, he just looked really poised at the plate, was tracking pitches well, seeing the baseball well out of the pitcher's hands that he faced that night. Found ways on base. Also looked really smooth in the field. 2-2. Grounder out to second. Backhanded stop by Cowles over to first. And the inning is over. So Holliday retired, and that ends the inning. But the Birds add another run. They do it on Max Wagner's RBI single to the right side. It's 5-0 Aberdeen over Hudson Valley after four innings of play. We'll head to the top of the fifth after this. Keep it locked on WAMD Aberdeen.
Looking for a rental and finding it hard to get to first base? Contact TCA Property Management, Inc. to help you find your new home. Call TCA Property Management, Inc. at 410-272-9585. That's 410-272-9585. Or head over to www.tcaproperty.com.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with Maple Grove Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 410-394-4000. That's 410-394-4000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Maple Grove Medical Clinic now to qualify. 410-394-4000.
Did you know that Ironbird?
Another inning on the hill for Gene Pinto. He's back out for a fifth inning of work. He has yet to allow a hit, and he's allowed just two base runners so far tonight. Spencer Henson, Aldenese Sanchez, and Ben Cowles, the three due up for Hudson Valley here in the top of the fifth. First pitch of the inning sent foul down the third baseline. It's 0-1 on Henson. Birds lead it 5-0 over the Gates. A run in the first, three in the third, and one more in the fourth for the Birds. Extra base hits have been a theme tonight. Two home runs and three doubles for Aberdeen. The latest run coming home on a Max Wagner RBI single with two outs in the bottom of the fourth. And now Pinto looks to continue dominating this Gates order. Count is 0-2 on Henson. Pinto ready to go. The pitch. Swing and a drive. Deep right center. Fabian goes back on it. Looking up. He's at the wall. Leaps. Did he make the grab? He did. Judd Fabian crashes into the center field wall. Makes the leaping grab and takes extra bases away from Spencer Henson. Well, we've seen Judd make a ton of excellent catches in his short time at Aberdeen. Came up last September and showed that he can play some gold glove caliber defense. He's done so this year as well. And with that, that will mark the end of Gene Pinto's night. So he will not qualify for the win tonight as he goes just 4 1/3, but he leaves to a much-deserved standing ovation here at Leidos Field. We'll get you the final line on Gene when we come back, but 4 1/3 innings of shutout baseball. Can't ask for much more than that out of your starter early on this season. New pitcher for the Birds. It's another right-hander. We'll let you know who it is when we come back. We'll take a quick break. 5-0 Birds, top five. Keep it locked right here on WAMD Aberdeen.
The Ironbirds now offer flex packs. Do you want to save money on your favorite summertime activity? Call us at 410-297-9292 to ask about flexible, undated five-pack ticket vouchers. Buy them now, save over 25%, and use them whenever you want or redeem them in advance to build your custom season ticket mini plan. Call us at 410-297-9292 or visit IronBirdsBaseball.com for more information. That's IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Don't miss out on the best place to watch fireworks in all of Harford County. On Monday, July 3rd, visit our 4th annual Red, White, and Boom Independence Day Festival. Activities will include cornhole, axe throwing, a kid zone, and playing catch on the field like the Ironbirds, plus concessions, beer, and more. Tickets start at $10 for a limited time, but prices will increase before the day of the event. So don't wait. Get your tickets now and enjoy the show. Fireworks start at 9:30, but there is so much more to do before that. Visit IronBirdsBaseball.com for more information or call 410-297-9292 and ask about Red, White, and Boom. That's IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Nick Richmond is the new pitcher for the Ironbirds here with one out and the bases empty in the top of the fifth. Gene Pinto's night is over. His line is complete. 4 1/3 innings of shutout baseball. He did not allow a hit. He fanned seven and walked just one through 74 pitches, 45 of them for strikes. An excellent outing from Pinto, who continues to dominate early on here in his second go-around in Aberdeen. Richmond gets a swing and a miss on a slider there, so the count quickly 0-2 on the seven-hole hitter, Aldenese Sanchez, the center fielder. Sanchez reached on a catcher's interference with two outs in the second. One of just two base runners tonight for Hudson Valley. 0-2, swing and a miss. Three pitches, three strikes, and Nick Richmond makes quick work for out number two here in the fifth. 5-0 Ironbirds lead, and Richmond looking to keep it going. Just pick up where Gene Pinto left off. 4 2/3 innings of hitless baseball from the Ironbirds tonight. As Richmond is on for the seventh time this season. Well, just as I say that, the Gades get their first knock of the night. A cue shot into shallow right, drops in front of Beavers, and Ben Cowles has the first hit for Hudson Valley. So there goes the no-hitter. Sorry that I jinxed it because I had so much effect on it. I know some people out there believe in the broadcaster jinx. Well, Richmond overall this season has been fantastic. 6 1/3 innings, no runs on just 2 hits. 5 strikeouts and 2 walks coming in. Give him 6 strikeouts now in 6 2/3 innings, counting the out he just recorded before the hit. Opponents hitting 095 against him coming in. Grounder to third, Wagner the short way to second. And a 5-4 fielder's choice ends the top of the fifth. 5 shutout innings combined between Gene Pinto and Nick Richmond. 4 1/3 hitless for Pinto. And Richmond comes in, gets the final 2 outs of the fifth. We'll head to the home half of the fifth after this, see if the Birds can get some more runs. Keep it locked right here on Bally Live, MILB-TV, and WAMD Aberdeen.
The Ironbirds now offer flex packs. Do you want to save money on your favorite summertime activity? Call us at 410-297-9292 to ask about flexible, undated 5-pack ticket vouchers. Buy them now, save over 25%, and use them whenever you want or redeem them in advance to build your custom season ticket mini plan. Call us at 410-297-9292 or visit IronBirdsBaseball.com for more information. That's IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Don't miss out on the best place to watch fireworks in all of Harford County. On Monday, July 3rd, visit our 4th annual Red, White, and Boom Independence Day Festival. Activities will include cornhole, axe throwing, a kid zone, and playing catch on the field like the Ironbirds, plus concessions, beer, and more. Tickets start at $10 for a limited time, but prices will increase before the day of the event. So don't wait. Get your tickets now and enjoy the show. Fireworks start at 9:30, but there is so much more to do before that. Visit IronBirdsBaseball.com for more information or call 410-297-9292 and ask about Red, White, and Boom. That's IronBirdsBaseball.com.
New pitcher for the Renegades as we open up play in the home half of the fifth. T.T. Bowens, Dylan Beavers, and Judd Fabian, 3-4-5, due up for the Birds against right-hander Bailey Dees as the Gades go to their bullpen. Final line on Joel Valdez. Gave up 7 hits in 4 innings of work, 5 runs for the Mern, 3 strikeouts, 1 walk. Through 72 pitches, 46 of them strikes. And he gives way to the right-hander Bailey Dees to face Bowens, who clubbed a 2-run homer his last time up. And on the first pitch of Dees' night, he hits T.T. Bowens square on the back. Looked like he got him between the numbers. That doesn't feel good, especially when you're on a rehab assignment. Bowens will take off his protective gear. And get the batting gloves off, too. Head down to first as Dylan Beavers steps to the plate. Bailey Dees, a native of Charlotte, North Carolina, 18th round pick of the Yankees in 2021 out of Penn State University, my alma mater. Dees was a teammate of Ironbirds right-hander Kyle Verbitsky at Penn State, playing for head coach Rob Cooper there for the Diamond Lions. Plenty of Penn Staters across the minor league landscape this season. 9 former Penn State players representing 8 MILB organizations this season. Of course, Verbitsky here with the Ironbirds and Dees with the Renegades. Plenty of Penn State broadcasting alums throughout the minor league circuit this year as well, which I'm proud to be one of them. 1-0, Beaver swings and fouls one back. It's 1-1. Now, the Nittany Lions are churning out some really solid professional prospects, and it's been that way for quite some time. With Dees and Verbitsky, 2 recent draftees out of Penn State. Dees now in his 3rd professional season. This is his 9th appearance. He's 1-0 with a 2.38 ERA and 11 1/3 innings of work. Next pitch to Beavers. Down and away. It's 2-1. Birds lead at 5-0 with a man on first and no outs here in the bottom of inning number 5. Dees hit the leadoff man, Bowens, on the first pitch of the inning. Now Beavers ahead in the count, 2-1. Beavers swings and skies one. Left side of the diamond. Polensky, the left fielder, doesn't see it. He needs help, and it drops in front of him. Beavers is aboard with a single. T.T. Bowens did a good job noticing that Polensky didn't know where that ball was. He gets to second. And Beavers is aboard with his second hit of the night. Well, Polensky wasn't even close to that ball, and, well, we now know why, because he couldn't see it. And at first it looked like maybe he was calling it, but then realized pretty quickly that he didn't know where the ball was. He needed some help. And the shortstop, Vargas, couldn't get out there in time. The ball dropped in no man's land, so a multi-hit game for Dylan Beavers. He's aboard at first with Bowens at second. Here's Judd Fabian, who smacked a solo homer to left center his last time up. Birds lead at 5-0, and they're threatening for more here in the home half of the fifth. For Beavers, it's his fifth multi-hit game of the season. All two-hit games. We'll see if he can add another later. Pick up a three-hit game. Fabian swings at the first pitch and fouls it off of the catcher, Gomez, who falls down, and the home plate umpire, Warren Eubanks, heads out to the mound and to give Bailey Dees a new baseball, buy some time for Gomez, the catcher. Now the head athletic trainer for the Gades is out to check on Gomez as well. Birds lead at 5-0 in the bottom of the fifth. Men on first and second with no outs. Beavers on first. Bowens over at second. While we have some time, let's take a look at some upcoming promotions here at Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. June 6th to 11th, a homestand against the Asheville Tourists. On June 9th, it's Wizards and Witches Night. And then the next night on the 10th, it's Ferris's 21st birthday, presented by Michelob Ultra. That should be a fun night. Say no more. Ferris's 21st, I'm there. Well, I'll be here either way, but you get the point. So that's what's going on in June for an upcoming homestand against Asheville. We're ready to go here. Counts 0-1 on Fabian. Gomez looks to be okay. There's a swing and a foul tip into Gomez's glove. Fabian down in the count 0-2. No outs here in the home half of the fifth. Birds looking for more. Right on right with Dees on the mound. The next pitch misses low, and the count's 1-2. Coming into this game, opponents were hitting 167 against Dees, 18 strikeouts, 6 walks. Has a save on the season. He picked up that save against the Ironbirds at Hudson Valley a few weeks back. Giving some action early tonight. 1-2 pitch, breaking ball misses low. It's 2-2. The Birds have scored in 3 of their 4 chances at the plate tonight. 1 in the first, a 3-run third, and then 1 more in the fourth. Poised to add some more here in the fifth, with Bowens at second and Beavers at first. Tall right-hander Dees comes set. And the pitch, 2-2, swing and a miss. Fabian chased up in the zone. That is out number 1 of the fifth. This brings up Freddie Ben-Cosme, who doubled his last time up. Dees last pitched on May 6th against Wilmington at home. 2 scoreless innings, gave up 2 hits, struck out 1, walked 2, and picked up the win in that game. It was his first win of the season, his only win to this point. Long look at second. Pitch to Ben-Cosme, swing and a miss. Dees has worked multiple innings in each of his last 2 outings, so the Gades and, of course, the Yankees might be trying to stretch him out a little bit. 2 2/3, 2 outings ago, and then 2 innings in his last time out. Hadn't completed 2 innings in any of his 6 prior appearances. 0-1, Ben-Cosme flicks it foul out of play. It's 0-2. Dees, 24 years old. He stands 6 feet 8 inches tall. Well, he would fit in the Ironbirds bullpen. They got a lot of tall guys in that pen. Keegan Gillies, the tallest at 6'8 as well. Ben-Cosme asked for time, stepped out to adjust his batting gloves. So he's ready to go. Counts 0-2. The Birds look to extend the 5-run advantage. Pitch from Dees, softly tapped out to second, could be 2. To second for 1, over to first, not in time. Ben-Cosme beat it. Beavers, the middle runner, cut down on the 4-6 fielder's choice. So runners at the corners with 2 down for Silas Ardouin. Arduet walked his last time up. He's 0 for 1. As a senior in 2021 at Penn State, Dees pitched in 13 games, started all of them. Racked up 4 wins, 53 strikeouts in 66 innings. 4-year pitcher for the Nittany Lions. First pitch fastball misses outside to Arduet. It's 1-0. Dees was an academic All-Big Ten selection in each of his final 3 years at Penn State. So getting it done in the classroom as well as on the field. Big swing and a miss from Arduet there. It's 1-1. Two down in the bottom of the fifth. Runners at the corners. It's Bowens at third. And Ben Cosme over at first. Birds with 8 hits in this game. Dees set. Long pause for the right-hander. Peek over his shoulder at first. And the pitch. That one misses. It's 2-1. He's taking his time, slowing down his pace with a couple on base. Pitch misses outside. Snap throw down to first. Good throw from Gomez, but Ben Cosme got back in. Dees posted a 4.52 ERA in 4 seasons at Penn State. Pitched in 43 games, started 33 of them. And has had a solid start to his professional career now in his third pro season. Next pitch, Ben Cosme takes off for second. This one sprayed down the right field line into the corner. Extra bases for Arduet. One run is in. Here comes the second. It's a two-run, two-bagger with swagger for Silas Arduet. He extends his hitting streak to 8 games, and he tacks on 2 more runs for the Birds. It's a 7-0 game. A little oppo taco for Silas to keep the hitting streak going. And it's the 6th extra base hit of the game for the Iron Birds. Well, the bats are hot. The Birds are hot. 2 RBIs for Arduet. Give him 11 on the season. Bowens in from third. Ben Cosme all the way from first. He was off on the pitch. The Iron Birds have now scored in 4 of their 5 innings at the plate. Here's Isaac De Leon to try to keep it going. De Leon takes a ball outside. It's 1-0. Tough inning for Dees and the Gades. Of course, Dees hit Bowens to start the inning. And then the single from Beavers that, if Polensky had seen the ball in left field, would have been caught. That changes the entire inning. The Iron Birds will take advantage of it. That's baseball. Sometimes it happens against you. Sometimes it happens in your favor. Things going the Iron Birds' way tonight. 7-0 lead. As De Leon gets set for the 1-1 pitch, Dees steps off. Six different Iron Birds with an extra base hit in this one. An impressive showing top to bottom. 1-1, almost clipped De Leon. He lunged out of the way. It's 2-1. 7 runs on 9 hits for Aberdeen. Just 1 hit and no runs for Hudson Valley in this one. Dees laboring. Gets De Leon to swing over a breaking ball. It's 2-2. So we'll see if De Leon can fight his way on base down in the count. Isaac, the 6th man to bat here in the inning. 2 more runs home in the frame. Arduet out at second. He brought home both. Now Silas takes off for third. It won't matter as De Leon swings and misses at the pitch. And the inning is over. Ironbirds scored early. They continue to score. They're scoring often in this one. 2 more runs come home on the Arduet RBI double to right. And it's 7-0 Birds after 5 full. Well in command of this one, we'll head to the top of the 6th after this quick break on WAMD Aberdeen.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you.
Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkinstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkinevents.com. That's www.ripkinevents.com. Check it out now.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Nick Richmond back to work in the top of the sixth inning. Got the final two outs of the fifth in relief of Gene Pinto, who worked 4 1/3 no-hit innings. Struck out 7 and walked 1 in what is arguably his best start of the season. And I say arguably only because every start that Pinto's made this season has been good. Now Richmond on to try to get through the sixth, as he is on for multiple innings here tonight. Starts off the leadoff man Vargas with a strike. It's the top of the order for the Gades. Vargas, Polensky, and Gomez. Birds lead at 7-0. Two-run double with two outs for Silas Arndt in the bottom of the fifth to give the Birds a couple more. Birds got a run in the first. They haven't stopped scoring since. 3 1/3, 1 4, and 2 more in the fifth. Richmond fires a fastball, and that one's over for a strike. 1-2. Nick last pitched on May 4th at Brooklyn. A scoreless, hitless inning. Retired all three batters he faced. Didn't strike anyone out, but getting it done pitching to contact. 1-2 pitch. That one misses. It's 2-2. Mentioned Richmond is not allowed a run this season. And the hit that he allowed last inning to Ben Cowles with two down in the inning was the first hit he's allowed since April 18th against Jersey Shore. Pitch misses outside. Ironbirds wanted to check. They thought that Vargas went around, but Peel said no, he did not, and it counts full. 7-0 advantage for the Ironbirds, top six. Richmond's next pitch, called strike three on the inner half. Another strikeout for the Ironbirds pitching staff, 9 in the game. Richmond picks up his second. Vargas heads back to the dugout with a hat trick. He's 0-3 with three punchouts. That brings up Aaron Polensky. Two flyouts tonight, Birds keeping him quiet. He has torn up the South Atlantic League this season. Well, he's got a base hit there, first pitch swinging. Sends one off the hands into right field, and that's where both of the Renegades' hits tonight have gone. They've been right-handed hitters, just dumping balls off the hands into right field in front of Beavers. So Polensky picks up another knock. Aaron came into the game with the average at 379. Picks up another hit, and here's Antonio Gomez, the catcher. 0-2 with a ground out back to the pitcher in the first and a fly out to center in the fourth inning. Ironbirds getting it done in all facets of the game tonight. 7 runs on 9 hits and 5 innings at the plate for the offense. Shutout baseball on 2 hits for 2 Ironbirds pitchers. And defensively, the Ironbirds have an error up on the board, but the error was a catcher's interference on Arndt. So we're not talking about really a fielding error or a throwing error, just an unfortunate situation there. 1-1 fouled into the Ironbirds dugout. Hopefully everybody's okay. That was a hot shot off the bat of Gomez. There's some stirring down in that Birds dugout. Hopefully everybody's okay. Didn't get anybody too bad. The time is out as the home plate umpire Warren Eubanks is out to talk to the base umpire Jalen Goodman. And we've got momentary stoppage of play out on the field. Birds looking to keep the 7-0 advantage. Richmond had got the first out of the sixth and then allowed the one-out single. And now Ironbirds manager Roberto Mercado out to see what the home plate umpire Warren Eubanks has to say. Roberto chatting with him. So we've got a stoppage of play. All-around team effort for the Ironbirds so far tonight, exactly the way they wanted to open up a six-game homestand after two straight weeks on the road. The Ironbirds won three of their last four games on that road trip. They are continuing that strong ending of the road trip here at home. We'll see what the Ironbirds did in those three wins in Brooklyn. They won three in a row before losing the series finale. The Birds won 9-0, 10-3, and 7-2 in those three games in a row that they won, outscoring the Cyclones 26-5 over that three-game win streak. And now they're going to award first base to Antonio Gomez. It pushes Polensky to second. Nick Richmond not 100% happy with it. But it's two men on with one down here in the sixth. So here's Grant Richardson, the left-handed hitting right fielder. He's 0-for-1. He walked his first time up. Runners at first and second for the Gaines as they look to get on the scoreboard. Richmond's next pitch misses low, and the count's 1-0. So Gomez on via the catcher's interference. So two catcher's interferences called on Silas Ardouin in this one. You don't see that very often at all. And it just has to be one of those situations where, you know, maybe it's a long backswing or Silas just reaches a little bit farther out than he meant to. And it's one of those, you just can't, like, you just don't know when you're going to see that. When it happens, it's a freak thing. And it's happened twice in six innings tonight. 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss. So that's what the conversation between the umpires was about. And then Warren Eubanks explaining the situation to Roberto Mercado, the Ironbirds skipper. Runners at first and second for Hudson Valley. 1-1, big pitch there from Richmond. As Richardson was way ahead of that one, it's 1-2. Richmond looking to work through this little bit of a jam, minor jam. 1-2, swinging a foul tip into Ardouin's glove. And that's one way to help the cause. Another strikeout for Richmond. It's his third of the outing, second of the inning. So with two down, that brings up Rafael Flores. Another strikeout for the Ironbirds. The Renegades have gone down swinging 10 times tonight, and we're only through 5 2/3. Richmond comes set, looks out at second. First pitch to the right-handed hitting Flores. Chopper out to short. Nice play by Holiday. Off-balance throw to first in time. Jackson looking smooth over there in the sixth hole. And he helps Richmond get out of the top of the sixth. No runs on a hit, one error. Two men left on for the Gades. We go to the home half of the sixth. It's the Ironbirds 7 and the Renegades 0. Keep it locked right here on the Ironbirds Radio Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Amanda Gallagher Orthodontics is here to help you, Ironbirds fans. With some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Baltimore area, Amanda Gallagher Orthodontics accepts most insurance. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing, and we love to see Ironbirds fans smile. Get the confident smile you deserve. Visit agortho.com today and book your free consult. That's agortho.com for Amanda Gallagher Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Home half of the sixth inning from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. Michael Marcantonini with you on the call. It's the Ironbirds 7 and the Renegades nothing. All around excellent performance from the Ironbirds tonight. Gene Pinto and Nick Richmond combining for just two hits on the night against the Renegades. Shutout baseball for the Birds on the mound. And then at the plate, 7 runs on 9 hits, including 6 for extra bases for the Ironbirds, as the 9-hole hitter Luis Valdez chops one foul down the third baseline. He's down the count 0-1. It's Valdez, then Wagner, then Holiday against a new pitcher for the Renegades. Bailey Dees done after just an inning. He gave up 2 runs. As the Renegades turn to left-hander Clay Aguilar, 24-year-old southpaw from Clear Lake, Texas. That one's over for a strike on Valdez. And the count is 0-2. Valdez 0-for-2 in this one, looking to find his way on. Takes a ball down low, and the count is 1-2. Aguilar, the third pitcher of the night for Hudson Valley. Valdez gave up 5 runs, 4 earned in 4 innings, and then Dees the 2 runs in 1 inning of work. Aguilar holding the glove out in front of his face. Long pause, but time is called by Valdez, and he's granted time. And he gets it. So it's Aguilar who takes over out of the pen. On for his 6th appearance of the season, 5th in relief. Misses outside with that one. Counts 2-2 on Luis. 3.24 ERA for Aguilar. Opponents hitting 148 against him. 11 strikeouts, 7 walks, and 8 and a third. Long windup, 2-2 is tapped foul. Stays where it is. You don't see it a ton anymore, but Aguilar, one of those guys that holds the glove back over his head in his windup. Definitely old school. A lot more guys going straight forward, keeping the glove in front of their chest in their windup. But Aguilar goes over the head. 2-2, misses high. So from 0-2 to 3-2, Valdez has worked it back full. Aguilar last pitched 6 days ago on May 3rd. Gave up 1 unearned run in 2 1/3 against Wilmington. That was his first start of the season. 3-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Nasty breaking ball diving in on the hands of Valdez. So he's down on strikes. And we go back to the top of the order for Wagner. Wag singled home a run his last time up. He stole second after that. Reached on a hit by pitch in his second plate appearance. So he's reached twice. 1-for-2 on the night officially. 3 extra base hits, including 2 home runs in the series against Brooklyn. And he's got another multi-hit game as he singles up the middle. That puts a man on with 1 down for Holiday. So Wags has reached safely his last 3 trips to the plate. And for Max, that is multi-hit game number 4 on the season. So here's Holiday for the 4th time tonight. Jackson will once again hit with Max Wagner aboard at first. So Holiday entering tonight's game had reached base safely in 10 straight with Aberdeen. That's extended to 11 with his single back in the first. He's ready to hit. Gets another lefty with Aguilar on the mound. Aguilar's first pitch misses high. It's 1-0. Came into this ballgame hitting .297, 11 hits and 37 at-bats, with a .435 on base, .459 slugging, and the OPS at .894. With the hit tonight, Holiday's hit safely in 8 of his last 9, with an average over .370 in that stretch. 4 multi-hit games so far as an Ironbird, and he's hit safely in each of his last 5 now. 1-0. That misses outside. It's 2-0 on Jackson. He's played shortstop and batted second in all 10 games, or all 9 games, or 11 games now with the Ironbirds. In Delmarva, he was the two-hole hitter in every game he played, but he got some work at second base as well as shortstop. Another move over to first, and Wagner's back safely. Birds lead at 7-0, looking for more, home half of the sixth. Holiday slashed .392, .523, and .667 with an OPS over 1,100 in 13 games with low-A Delmarva earlier this season. For those not familiar with the slash line, that's a .392 batting average, a .523 on-base percentage, and he slugged .667. Hit safely in 11 of 13 with Delmarva, and then got the call to Aberdeen. 2-1, slider off the plate, it's 3-1. Jackson ended his time in Delmarva on a 7-game hitting streak, and he was named Carolina Player of the Week for the week ending April 23rd. That's a good way to end your time in low A, go up to high A. He's in the driver's seat, up 3-1 in the count. Takes a fastball for a strike, it's 3-2. Not only did Jackson kill it with the bat in Delmarva, he was nearly flawless in the field. He made just one error in 117 defensive innings. 74 innings at shortstop, 43 at second base. 3-2 pitch. Holiday sprays one foul into the crowd, just staying alive. And another good defensive swing from Jackson. We saw that in his first plate appearance tonight. He was down in the count 0-2 and just swung to foul off an 0-2 pitch to keep the at-bat alive. Ended up singling and sparked a rally for the Birds. Ready to go, awaiting the 3-2 once again. Look at first for Aguilar. Now to the plate. Wagner takes off the pitch. Holiday swings and misses. Wagner safe at second with his second stolen base of the night. So Holiday down on strikes. He does not go down on strikes often, but he is set down for out number 2 here in the sixth. Wagner 2-for-2 in the stolen base department. Wagner adding another dimension to his game this season. Swiping bags. He's been really good doing it, picking his spots. He is now 9-for-11 in the stolen base department. Second most steals on the Ironbirds, trailing just Valdez. So here's Bowens, who was hit by a pitch last time following his 2-run homer. Birds lead at 7-0. Home half of the sixth here in Aberdeen. Wagner at second with two down. Big lead for Wags. Swing and a miss from TT. It's 0-1. The Birds continue to swipe bags. 3-for-3 in this one. And that is something that is a part of the identity, not only of the Ironbirds, but of the Orioles throughout the minor league system. 0-1. That one gets away from the catcher, Gomez. And Wags moves up to third. So a wild pitch for Aguilar. See what Bowens can do now with a man on third and two down. TT ready to go. Aguilar set on the mound. Here's the lefty's 1-1. Misses inside and in the dirt. Kept in front by Gomez. Well, TT was such a big piece to last year's Ironbirds team. He tore it up in the playoffs. In his final 8 plate appearances of the division series against Brooklyn, he reached safely in all of them. Had 4 hits and 4 walks to end his season. Drives one in the air, deep left field. Polensky over towards the corner, lays out, and he won't pick it up. Bowens around first, digging for second. It's an RBI double for T.T. Bowens. Make it 8-0 Ironbirds. Another extra base hit for Aberdeen. 7 of those in the game. T.T.'s driven in his 3rd run. Birds have now scored in 5 of their 6 innings at the plate. And it's a great sign to see T.T. swinging the bat the way he is. His first game action of 2023. Working his way back from an injury. And he is looking to get up to Double A Bowie sooner than later. And he's aboard at second. Wagner came in to score. And now another wild pitch from Aguilar. And that allows Bowens to move up to third base. Second wild pitch of the inning. The Beaver's looking for his third hit of the game. He's 2 for 3, doubled home a run in the first, singled his last time up. Aguilar looks at Bowens, just peek over his shoulder. Third baseman Cabrera way off the line, so Bowens can get a big lead. And the 1-0 pitch, looks like it got the knob of Beaver's bat. It was around the hand area, but that got some bat. And the count's 1-1 after the foul ball. Looks like Dylan's okay. You always worry about those pitches up and around the hands. Ready to go against the left-hander Aguilar. 1-1 on Beavers. Takes a fastball high. TT dancing off third base. Beavers ready for the 2-1 from Aguilar. Next pitch, that's high as well. A solid, patient approach here from Dylan Beavers. I mentioned the multi-hit game today is his fifth of the season. He has hit safely in most of his games this season. He has almost as many multi-hit games as hitless games. 3-1, broken bat. That one's going to fall into right for a base hit. An RBI single for Beavers. It's his first three-hit game of the season. Second RBI of the game as Bowens crosses home plate. And the Birds add their ninth run of the game. Just fought that one off the hands. Oh, a tough night for Dylan Beavers' bat collection. Going to have to put in a new order soon. Beavers brings home Bowens, who got to third on a wild pitch and scored easily on that one. Just a little single dumped into right in front of Richardson, who is playing over towards the gap and deep. No chance to get there. And now a meeting on the mound with the Renegades. While we've got some time, let's hear from one of our Iron Birds sponsors. If you're looking for a rental contract or want to have your property managed, then contact TCA Property Management, Inc. Whether you need to rent it or need it rented, owner Don Curry and his dedicated staff offer 24/7 service. Contact Don and the TCA Property Management team today at 410-273-9585 or email office@tcaprop.com. Beavers aboard at first with his third hit of the game and the 12th hit overall for the Ironbirds. Here's Judd Fabian, his fourth time up tonight. He homered back in the third. He is 1 for 3 tonight. After the mound conference, Aguilar misses low and in to Judd. 9-0 Ironbirds, bottom of inning number 6. Game just about 2 hours old. 1-0 coming from Aguilar. Here it is, swing and a miss. Beavers chased, or excuse me, Fabian chased. Counts 1-1. So the three-hit game for Beavers, it's the fourth time an Ironbird has had three hits in a game this year. Another swing and a miss from Judd. Went down and tried to get the changeup, couldn't come up with it. Counts 1-2. So with the 9-0 lead, the Ironbirds have gotten their season run differential back to 0. An impressive feat given where it was at the start of the road trip a couple weeks ago. And even really where it was at the start of the Brooklyn series 1 week ago. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs here in the home half of the 6th. Fabian back in the box, ready to go. Pitch, called strike 3, breaking ball drops right in there. And Judd is out number 3 here in the 6th. Another productive inning for the Ironbirds with the bats. 2 more runs come in, both with 2 outs. The Birds lead it 9-0 after 6 full. And with that, we will go to break. Top of the 7th coming up. Stick with me on Bally Live, MILB TV, and WAMD Aberdeen.
The Ironbirds now offer flex packs. Do you want to save money on your favorite summertime activity? Call us at 410-297-9292 to ask about flexible, undated 5-pack ticket vouchers. Buy them now, save over 25%, and use them whenever you want or redeem them in advance to build your custom season ticket mini plan. Call us at 410
877-927-9292 or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com for more information. That's ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Nick Richmond back out there for the top of the seventh. He had five outings last year in which he worked two innings or more. He's trying to do that for the first time this season. He's recorded five outs in relief so far tonight after taking over for Gene Pinto, who worked four and a third hitless innings to start this one. 9-0 Ironbirds, top seven. Richmond gets 6-7-8 in the Gades order. It's Henson, Sanchez, and Cowles due up. Been all Ironbirds tonight. They got on the board in the bottom of the first, and they haven't looked back. Richmond ready to go. Here's his 1-1 to Henson. Tight slider that's over for a strike, and it's 1-1. Richmond's a five-pitch pitcher. He's got a fastball, sinker, cutter, slider, and changeup. So plenty in his bag to go to. 1-1 off the plate. It's 2-1 on Henson. Henson skied one to deep center his last time up, but Judd Fabian tracked it down, made a leaping grab, crashed into that wall in center, took extra bases away from Spencer. 2-1 from Nick, fouled back, 2-2. Richmond was originally signed as an undrafted free agent by the Detroit Tigers back in 2019 out of a Division III school in North Carolina. He's from Reidsville, North Carolina. He paints the outside corner with a fastball there. Another strikeout for Richmond. It's his fourth of the game since coming in for Pinto. And he continues to roll. So that's out number one of the seventh. Next man up, it's Sanchez, the center fielder. Richmond's turned some heads since coming over to the Orioles organization. The O's signed him last May. He was released by the Tigers in December 2021, and then the O's picked him up mid-season last year. He had such a strong end of the season that the O's elected to send him to the Arizona Fall League, where he pitched for the Scottsdale Scorpions. 1-0 pitch. Cue shot over to the Ironbirds dugout. It's 1-1. So that Scorpions team was made up of prospects from the Orioles, Angels, Braves, Red Sox, and Giants. Richmond made nine appearances out in the Fall League, struck out nine batters. Another chance to be seen. Some more innings for the right-hander. 1-1 sent out to short. Nice play by Holiday backing up on it. Good throw across the diamond. Man, that kid is smooth out there. Two up, two down. That brings up Ben Cowles, the second baseman. Richmond looking for a 1-2. Never mind. I spoke too soon. Richmond will not get a chance for a 1-2-3 inning. That is it for him as Roberto Mercado makes the walk out to the mound. But a heck of an outing for Nick Richmond. He records seven outs in a middle relief role. Haven't seen him in that role yet this season. Mostly pitched at the back end of the bullpen, but showing he can do it all. So he is done. We'll get you the final totals on him and let you know who the new pitcher is when we come back. 9-0 Ironbirds, top of the seventh inning. Two outs and the base is empty. Take a quick break. Keep it locked right here on WAMD Aberdeen.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas.
Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Right-hander Hayden Nierman takes over for Nick Richmond. Third pitcher of the night for the Birds. Two outs and no one on in the top of the seventh. Birds lead it 9-0 as Ben Cowles, the second baseman, steps to the dish. Nierman, the sidewinder, rocking the high socks, throws one pitch. It's a bouncer out to short, and Jackson Holliday takes care of the rest. A 1-2-3 inning for the Ironbirds. Nick Richmond got the first two outs. Nierman got the final out on just one pitch. Time to stretch in Aberdeen. 9-0 Birds in this one. We'll go to the bottom half of the seventh after this on WAMD Aberdeen, the Ironbirds radio network.
Love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
All Ironbirds in this one, 9-0 Birds over the Gates. Freddie Ben-Cosme, Silas Ardouin, and Isaac De Leon do up 6-7-8 in the Ironbirds order as they look for more. 9 runs on 12 hits. As we open up play in the bottom of the seventh. Left-hander Aguilar back to work, and he starts Ben-Cosme off with strike one. Freddie's had a nice night. Reached on a fielder's choice and scored his last time up, but doubled the time before that. Glove held high over his head as Aguilar comes to the plate. Ben-Cosme flicks one into the seats down the third base side. It's 0-2. T.T. Bowens doubled home a run, and Dylan Beavers singled home a run to add 2 runs in the bottom of the sixth. The Ironbirds have scored in 5 of their 6 trips to the plate tonight, multiple runs in 3 innings in this one. They lead it 9-0. Next pitch from Aguilar. Fastball paints the outer half. Ben-Cosme knew it, so he's down on 3 pitches. Another strikeout for Aguilar. That's his 4th of the game. Every out that Aguilar's recorded via the strikeout tonight. Here's Silas Ardouin. Extended his hitting streak to 8 games with his 2-run double down the right field line in the 5th. He's had a nice night, really all the way around. First pitch from Aguilar. Ardouin takes. It's 0-1. Silas navigating this shutout that 3 Birds pitchers are currently combining for. Ardouin, another start behind the plate tonight. He has been called for 2 catcher's interferences, which will go down as 2 errors for him. But other than that, really strong night behind the plate and then swinging the bat as well. He's brought home 2 of the 9. Silas, a 4th-round pick out of the University of Texas, a school that has produced a ton of professional baseball players. Of course, a ton at the big league level as well. Silas takes outside. It's 1-2. Silas, just yet another professional product to come out of Texas. 1-2 pitch, that's outside as well. Well, another catcher that played his college ball at the University of Texas that came out in recent years, Trace Barrera, a guy I got to see playing Double-A a few years back. He's up in the big leagues now with the Cardinals. A Texas program producing some strong backstops. Ardoez down on strikes for out number two in the seventh. And that leaves it up to Isaac De Leon. The Birds have not gone down in order in this game. And at least one base runner on in every inning. And the only inning in which they didn't have multiple base runners on was the second. And that was an inning in which De Leon doubled with two outs. Isaac's double went to the right center field gap, got all the way to the wall. Nine runs on 12 hits, two errors for Aberdeen. No runs on just two hits and one error for Hudson Valley in the opener of this six-game set. De Leon ready to hit with the wide stance, hands held out in front of him. Takes a breaking ball for a strike. It's 1-1. De Leon spent most of last season with Delmarva, but came up to the Ironbirds late last year. Played in over 100 minor league games last season. 1-1's outside. Native of Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. Isaac's just 21 years old. A lot of young guys on this Ironbirds roster. 2-1, takes inside, it's 3-1. And it's so easy to forget that these guys are as young as they are. 19, 20, 21, 22, whatever it is. It really is. You look at them out on the field. I mean, they're big guys. You know, most of them standing at least 6 feet taller or more. And just the way they play, they handle themselves so well, so professionally. And for as young as these guys are, and just for being at just high A, got some really talented ball players here that you just know we're going to continue to climb the ladder in this Orioles system and beyond. De Leon ready to go as Aguilar takes his time on the mound. Here's the 3-2, two-out pitch from the lefty. Misses inside, and De Leon draws a free pass. Second time reaching safely tonight for Isaac. And that brings up Luis Valdez, who is 0-for-3 with a trio of strikeouts tonight, looking to avoid a golden sombrero. And before Luis gets a chance to hit, going to have a visit from the entire Gades infield, as well as Gades manager Sergio Santos. Santos, the former big leaguer, takes the ball from Clay Aguilar. His night is finished. He was really good. An inning and two-thirds, five strikeouts. His line's not close. He's responsible for the man on first base. But as a new pitcher enters the ballgame, we will take a break. We'll let you know who that new pitcher is when we come back. It's 9-0 Ironbirds over the Renegades, bottom of the seventh inning. Keep it locked right here on Bally Live, MILB TV, and WAMD Avenue, the Ironbirds radio network.
The Ironbirds now offer flex packs. Do you want to save money on your favorite summertime activity? Call us at 410-297-9292 to ask about flexible, undated 5-pack ticket vouchers. Buy them now, save over 25%, and use them whenever you want or redeem them in advance to build your custom season ticket mini plan. Call us at 410-297-9292 or visit IronBirdsBaseball.com for more information. That's IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Don't miss out on the best place to watch fireworks in all of Harford County. On Monday, July 3rd, visit our fourth annual Red, White, and Boom Independence Day Festival.
Activities will include cornhole, axe throwing, a kid zone, and playing catch on the field like the Ironbirds, plus concessions, beer, and more. Tickets start at $10 for a limited time, but prices will increase before the day of the event. So don't wait. Get your tickets now and enjoy the show. Fireworks start at 9:30, but there is so much more to do before that. Visit IronbirdsBaseball.com for more information or call 410-297-9292 and ask about Red, White, and Boom. That's IronbirdsBaseball.com.
Michael Marcantonini back with you on the broadcast. Home half of the seventh inning from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. And the nine-hole hitter Luis Valdez will flip around to the left side to hit against right-hander Harrison Cohen, the new pitcher for the Renegades. De Leon at first with two down. Birds looking to extend that nine-run advantage. Valdez swings at the first pitch and sends it to the net behind home plate. It's 0-1. Luis 0-3 with three strikeouts from the right side tonight. We'll see what he can do as a left-handed batter. First right-handed pitcher he sees tonight. Fourth pitcher overall for the Gades. 0-1 high and away. It's 1-1. An impressive showing from the Ironbirds tonight all the way around against the top team in the South Atlantic League North Division. Gates came into this game 18-9 on the season and won 4-6 in a series with the Ironbirds at Hudson Valley back in April. The Ironbirds well on their way to taking game one in this one. Ironbirds lost each of the first four games in that series at Hudson Valley before winning the final two by a run each. Much better showing here tonight as Valdez flips one foul out of play. It's 2-2. De Leon walked to keep the inning going. And after the walk, that was it for Clay Aguilar, who finishes the night with five strikeouts in an inning and two-thirds. He's responsible for the man on first. That's De Leon. It won't matter. Valdez called out on strikes as he takes a fastball in the outer half, and the inning is over. No runs, no hits, no errors. One man left on first for the Ironbirds. Through seven full, it's the Ironbirds 9, and the Renegades nothing. We'll head to the top of the eighth after this. Keep it locked on the Ironbirds Radio Network.
Looking for a rental and finding it hard to get to first base? Contact TCA Property Management, Inc. to help you find your new home. Call TCA Property Management, Inc. at 410-272-9585. That's 410-272-9585, or head over to www.tcaproperty.com.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with Maple Grove Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now, and not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 410-394-4000. That's 410-394-4000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Maple Grove Medical Clinic now to qualify. 410-394-4000.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit IronbirdsBaseball.com.
Hayden Nierman back on the mound for Aberdeen in the top of the eighth inning. Threw one pitch to get the final out of the top of the seventh, so he's back out for more. He gets the nine-hole hitter Marcos Cabrera, then back to the top with Vargas and Polensky. Swing and a miss from Cabrera to start the inning. It's 0-1. Nierman working quickly, paints the outer half with a fastball in at 91 miles an hour, and it's 0-2. Nierman a sidewinder, so he gives hitters a much different look from that right side. 0-2, in and out of the glove of Ardouin. Foul back to keep the AB alive. Gene Pinto went the first four and a third, did not allow a hit, struck out seven and walked just one. in his seventh start of the season. Sweeper from Nierman misses outside 1-2. And Richmond followed with 2 1/3 innings of shutout baseball himself. He gave up just 2 hits. Struck out 4 and did not walk a batter. And now Nierman picks up a strikeout. And he's retired both batters he's faced. Called strike 3 on the outer half. As Nierman paints that black. And Cabrera is down on strikes. Here's Alexander Vargas, who is 0-for-3 with 3 strikeouts in this game. Nierman throws 3 pitches. He's got a sinker, a slider, and a changeup. So very rare to see a professional pitcher without a traditional fastball, either a 4-seam or a 2-seam, or even a cutter for that matter. But the hard stuff from Nierman is a sinker. And then, of course, the slider and change to pair with it. And it's worked for him to this point. I mean, you get to pro ball with 3 pitches and not having a traditional fastball. I mean, you know, you do what works for you. 1-1 on Vargas. Pitch ripped foul over by the Ironbirds dugout. A couple guys hopping off that top set, taking shelter. Nierman was signed by the Orioles in early August of last season out of UNLV, originally from Scottsdale, Arizona. Too easy for Hayden right now. Back-to-back strikeouts here in the eighth. And it's a golden sombrero for Alexander Vargas. He's down once again. He's 0-for-4. Brings up Aaron Polensky, a tough test for Nierman. Polensky 1-for-3, singled his last time up. Another one paints the outside corner. Nierman is just a strike-throwing machine out of the pen here today. He's retired all 3 he's faced. Making quick work of the gates. 0-2 already as that one's fouled back. 6th appearance of the season for Hayden. He last pitched on May 2nd, so he's had some rest. Gave up 1 unearned run and took the loss in that extra inning game in Brooklyn. Next pitch misses away. It's 1-2. He's given up a run in each of his last 2 outings. Only 1 of those runs earned, however. First 3 outings of the season scoreless. Going deeper into games now. 1-2 fouled back. Birds lead at 9-0, top 8. Bases empty and 2 down. Nierman went 2/3 of an inning and then 1/3 of an inning each, respectively, in his first 3 outings. His last 2 he worked 1 complete. Trying to complete 1 1/3 tonight. 1-2. Off the hands out to first. De Leon scoops it up. Flip to the pitcher covering, and Nierman takes it to the bag. A 3-1 put out ends the inning. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Hayden Nierman. He retires all 4 batters he faces on the night. And we are headed to the home half of the eighth with the Birds looking to add to their 9-0 lead. Keep it locked on the Ironbirds Radio Network.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Top of the order for the Ironbirds in the home half of the eighth. And the way things are going tonight, it should be... the last time the Ironbirds hit tonight. Wagner, Holiday, and Bowens against right-hander Harrison Cohen, who's back out for another inning. He got the final out of the seventh. And Wagner takes low and away, counts 1-0. Wags has reached safely each of his last three times at the plate. Hit by pitch, single, single in that order. Drove in a run in the fourth and stole a bag. Stole a bag and scored a run in the sixth. Takes inside, it's 2-0. Wagner, one of many promising young players in this Orioles farm system. He's ranked as the number 13 prospect on the Orioles' top 30 list on MILB.com. Second round pick, number 42 overall last summer. Hot shot to short, but handled by Vargas across the diamond for out number one. So Wags is down to start the eighth. Here's Jackson Holliday for the fifth time tonight. And each time Jackson's come to the dish, he's gotten a big ovation from the home crowd. A lot of people out to see Jackson tonight. It's impressive to see where Jackson is right now as he takes his strike. You know, you just look back to a year ago. He was a high school student. He was a senior in high school. And now as a 19-year-old, playing high-A baseball. 0-1 from Cohen. Holliday takes inside. It's 1-1. Jackson was the 2021-2022 Gatorade Oklahoma High School Player of the Year in this high school baseball season in which he hit .685 with a 2.141 OPS. I mean, you just, like, you can't even do that in video games. He hit 29 doubles, 6 triples, and 17 home runs, drove in 79, scored 74 runs, and was 30 for 30 swiping bags. And Holliday sends one in the air, deep right center field. That ball ain't coming back. Fire me up, Jackson Holliday. His first home run at Leidos Field, and it's a 10 spot on the night for the Ironbirds. It's Holliday's second hit of the night. The 13th hit for the Birds. Holliday touches home plate. It's the third run he's scored. It's his first homer in this ballpark. It's his third as an Ironbird overall, and that got this crowd going. The Ironbirds have hit 3 home runs on the night. It was T.T. Bowens, a 2-run shot to start things up. Judd Fabian, a solo shot. Both of those came in the third inning. And now Holliday here in the eighth shows what he can do with the bat. He's got pop. I mean, we're talking 5 tools. I mean, he can do it all. It's a reason he went 1-1 last summer. And the Orioles continue to see how good this kid is. And we are treated to what this kid can do here in Aberdeen. First chance for the home crowd to see what Holliday can do. Didn't take long for him to get adjusted to high A pitching. And he said at the beginning of the season, back in spring training, his goal is to be in double A by the end of the season. And, you know, the way he's swinging the bat right now, I mean, that is a legitimate possibility. He's doing it all for Aberdeen. He's hit safely in 8 of his last 9. He has 5 multi-hit games in 11 contests with the Ironbirds. And he is just driving the baseball all over the ballpark. So Holliday is first homer as a Bird. And now T.T. Bowens will look to keep his solid night going. He scored each of his last 3 times up. Homer, hit by pitch, double in that order. He yanks one down the left field line, foul. But this is not T.T. Bowens. This is Max Costas, who is pinch hitting for T.T. So Max Costas makes his home debut this season. He chops one foul. So Bowens' night officially done. And Max, the newest addition to this Ironbirds roster, he joined the team prior to the road trip to Brooklyn. So he was with the team up in New York. Hit 3 home runs and drove in 9 runs in that series. Swings and misses at the 1-2. Ball goes in and out of Gomez's glove. And Gomez will have to throw down to first to complete the strikeout. It's a K and a 2-3 putout. Costas retired, pinch hitting for TT. That brings up Dylan Beavers. So how about it? In his first game at Leidos Field, Jackson Holliday goes deep. He has 2 hits on the night. He's also scored 3 of the Ironbirds' 10 runs. 1-9, Birds getting it done tonight. Here's Beavers looking for his 4th hit of the game. he can find another hit, it'll be the first time an Iron Bird has recorded four hits in a game this season. Dylan's swinging it really well. 0-1, and there it is. Fourth hit of the game for Beavers. That one goes into the right center gap. Big turn around first. A head-first dive into second, and he beat it. Another double for Dylan Beavers, his second of the game. And the Iron Birds will not quit with the bats. And that's a hustle double from Dylan. You know, a ball in right center like that, not a guaranteed extra base hit, but Beavers smelled two out of the box. Sharp turnaround first and made it with the head first dive. So here's Fabian, 1-for-4 with a homer. 10 runs on 14 hits for the Ironbirds in this one. No runs on just two hits for the Gades. Next pitch from Cohen, misses downstairs. Birds grabbed another run on the solo shot from Jackson Holiday that he sent over the 404 sign in right center. 1-0. There's a strike. It's 1-1. Six of the nine starting position players in the Ironbirds lineup tonight are top 30 prospects, according to MLB.com. You got Wagner, Holiday, Beavers, Fabian, Ben Cosme, and Ardouin, all ranked in the top 30. Holiday and Beavers in the top 10. Fabian fouls one back. It's 1-2. And it just goes to show how deep this Ironbird, how deep this Orioles farm system is, because Norfolk is loaded, the AAA club. Bowie has a ton of talent. A lot of guys who are on this top 30 prospect list in recent years have graduated. They're up in the big leagues. Guys like Gunnar Henderson, Adley Rutschman, to name a couple. But six top 30 guys here in Aberdeen. Holiday the highest ranked of the six at number 2. 1-2 way outside. And Holiday at this point is essentially the Orioles' number one prospect. Grayson Rodriguez still technically the O's number one prospect, but he's been up in the big leagues for a while. He's going to graduate from that list sooner than later. So for all intents and purposes, Holiday's number one in the system. But officially ranked 2. You got Beavers at number 10, Wagner at number 13. Fabian, who's at the dish right now and has a 2-2 count on him, the number 16 prospect. Freddie Ben Cosme, the young infielder at 21. And then Silas Ardouin recently moved into the top 30. He's at number 30 in that top 30. So there's just so much talent moving through this Orioles system. More on the way from moving, that's going to move up from Delmarva to Aberdeen later this season, whenever that happens. It's just such a fun time to be involved in the Orioles organization in some way. And for me, I mean, having a ton of fun calling these games here in Aberdeen. I mean, every night's an exciting one. As Fabian laces one to left, that's down for another hit. Beavers around third, he'll score easily. An RBI single for Judd Fabian, an 11 spot for the Ironbirds here tonight. And two more runs home in this inning alone. Well, Fabian has a multi-hit game. I'll say that about a lot of guys in this lineup tonight. So 11-0 Ironbirds, they've done it on 15 hits, and the line keeps moving for Freddie Ben Cosme. But first, a mound visit, as Harrison Cohen is laboring through this inning, trying to get the final out. We've got a little break in the action here. It's 11-0 Aberdeen over Hudson Valley. And what a start to this six-game homestand. Well, fans, if you're looking to come out to a game the rest of this series, you head over to IronbirdsBaseball.com, grab your tickets. Ironbirds also offer five-game flex packs, and of course, if you're looking to bring a group out to an Ironbirds game, you can contact the Ironbirds and talk about group packages. A lot of ways that you can bring a big crowd out to Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. You want to bring some family, friends, whatever, people from work. It's a really exciting time to be an Ironbirds fan with all the talent here in Aberdeen and to see what this team has done recently. Birds on their way to their fourth win in five games. First, the bottom of the eighth has to end at some point. And then, of course, Birds got to finish it off in the top of the ninth. But well on their way to a W tonight. After the meeting on the mound, Here's Cohen's 1-0. Then Cosme fouls that back. It's 1-1. Freddie's doubled for his only hit tonight. He's 1-for-4. Going down this Ironbirds lineup, you got Wagner in leadoff spot with 2 hits. Holiday, 2 hits in the 2-hole. Bowens with 2 hits. He's now out of the game. Then Cosme swings over that one. It's 1-2. Beaver's a 4-hit night. First Ironbird to do that this season out of the 4-hole. Fabian with 2 knocks out of the 5-hole. Then Cosme and Ardouin with a hit each, batting 6th and 7th respectively. De Leon has a hit out of the 8-hole. It's just Valdez who has not reached base out of the 9-hole tonight. 1-2 pitch coming from Cohen. Outside, it's 2-2. Well, the fans who came out tonight, we're here for the holiday season, Jackson Holiday's home debut. And the rest of the Ironbirds got in on the holiday spirit. 11 runs on 15 hits for the Birds, and the pitching has been excellent. 3 Ironbirds arms currently combining for 8 innings of shutout baseball on just 2 hits. We'll see if Hayden Nierman comes back out for the 9th or if the Birds go to the bullpen once again. But either way, an absolute complete performance from the Birds tonight. 2-2 pitch to Freddie. Fouls it off again to stay alive. The 15 hits are a season high for the Ironbirds. So are the 11 runs. That one's in the dirt. Ben Cosme will see at least one more. I mentioned 8 extra base hits now for Aberdeen. That is now a season high as well, besting the 7 that they had back on April 26th at Wilmington. There's one into center. Another hit for the Birds. 16 now. Not an extra base hit, but a hit nonetheless. Ben Cosme picks up his 2nd of the game. Fabian goes 1st to 3rd. Just can't get him out tonight. It's one of those nights. And Harrison Cohen will not have a chance to finish this 8th. His night is over as Hudson Valley manager Sergio Santos takes a long, slow stroll to the mound. He will pull Cohen, who goes 1 inning plus. He got the final out of the 7th and the first 2 outs of the 8th, but that is it for Harrison. New pitcher coming in for the Renegades. We'll tell you who that is when we come back. 11-0 Ironbirds, still with a couple on and 2 outs in the bottom of the 8th. Keep it locked on WAMD Aberdeen.
The Ironbirds now offer flex packs. Do you want to save money on your favorite summertime activity? Call us at 410-297-9292 to ask about flexible, undated 5-pack ticket vouchers. Buy them now, save over 25%, and use them whenever you want or redeem them in advance to build your custom season ticket mini plan. Call us at 410-297-9292 or visit IronBirdsBaseball.com for more information. That's IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Don't miss out on the best place to watch fireworks in all of Harford County. On Monday, July 3rd, visit our 4th annual Red, White, and Boom Independence Day Festival. Activities will include cornhole, axe throwing, a kid zone, and playing catch on the field like the Ironbirds, plus concessions, beer, and more. Tickets start at $10 for a limited time, but prices will increase before the day of the event. So don't wait. Get your tickets now and enjoy the show. Fireworks start at 9:30, but there is so much more to do before that. Visit IronBirdsBaseball.com for more information or call 410-297-9292 and ask about Red, White, and Boom. That's IronBirdsBaseball.com.
The Ironbirds will not quit. 11 runs on 16 hits in this one. 2 more runs on 4 hits in this inning alone, and they're still not done. 11-0 Ironbirds over Hudson Valley with 2 outs and runners at the corners in the bottom of the 8th. Silas Ardouin, the Birds catcher, will hit for the 5th time tonight, and he will be the first to greet Nick Pechorek, new Pitcher on the mound for Hudson Valley, for their fifth of the night, 6'2 right-hander, 24 years old. First pitch to Silas, misses high. It's 1-0. Seventh round pick of the Yanks in 2019 out of Northwestern. He's from Tarzana, California. Pitching in his fourth professional season. This is his eighth appearance of the year. 2-0 with a 3.24 ERA. Opponents hitting 172 against him. 1-0, make it 1-1 as he gets that one over the outside corner. Fabian at third, Ben Cosme at first. A lot of season highs for the Ironbirds tonight. Season high, 8 extra base hits, 16 total hits, and 11 runs in this one. 1-1, grounded to short. Booted by Vargas, but he flips to second in time, recovered to get Ben Cosme on the fielder's choice. So that ends another really productive inning for the Ironbirds. They score in six. They've scored in six of eight times at the plate tonight. They tack on two more, and after eight full, it's 11-0 Aberdeen over Hudson Valley. Birds looking to close it out. Three outs to go. New pitcher coming in for the top of the ninth. Keep it locked right here on the Ironbirds Radio Network.
The Ironbirds now offer flex packs. Do you want to save money on your favorite summertime activity? Call us at 410-297-9292 to ask about flexible, undated five-pack ticket vouchers. Buy them now, save over 25%, and use them whenever you want or redeem them in advance to build your custom season ticket mini plan. Call us at 410-297-9292 or visit IronBirdsBaseball.com for more information. That's IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Don't miss out on the best place to watch fireworks in all of Harford County. On Monday, July 3rd, visit our 4th annual Red, White, and Boom Independence Day Festival. Activities will include cornhole, axe throwing, a kid zone, and playing catch on the field like the Ironbirds, plus concessions, beer, and more. Tickets start at $10 for a limited time, but prices will increase before the day of the event. So don't wait. Get your tickets now and enjoy the show. Fireworks start at 9:30, but there is so much more to do before that. Visit IronBirdsBaseball.com for more information or call 410-297-9292 and ask about Red, White, and Boom. That's IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Carson Carter out of the bullpen for the Ironbirds in the top of the ninth inning. Look to finish this one off and preserve the shutout. 11-0 Ironbirds over the Renegades in game one of this six-game set. Ironbirds looking for their fourth win in their last five, well on their way to doing it, needing just three outs to finish this thing off. Carter will look to finish off the shutout. Gene Pinto, 4 1/3 innings of hitless baseball. Nick Richmond gave up just two hits in 2 1/3. Hayden Nierman retired all four batters he faced. And now Carter for the ninth. He gets 3-4-5 in the Renegades lineup as Gomez, the catcher, sends one foul down the right field line. Counts 0-1. Season highs in runs with 11, hits with 16, and extra base hits with 8 tonight for Aberdeen. Meanwhile, the Gades, no runs on just two hits. Swing and a miss from Gomez. He's down 0-2. First hit of the game came with two outs in the fifth. Ben Cowles a single to right. And then Aaron Polensky, a one-out single to right in the sixth. That's it. 0-2. Ooh, that looked good. Carter thought it was strike three. So did I. So did most of the people in the ballpark. Just five base runners tonight for Hudson Valley. Gene Pinto walked the leadoff man in the second. Two have reached on catcher's interference, and then two singles weakly hit against Richmond. That's it. Just five on base tonight for the Gades. Birds with four multi-run innings tonight. They've scored in six of the eight frames at the plate. 1-2, low and away from Carson Carter. And it's 2-2. 25-year-old right-hander from Bedford, Texas. He is back on the mound for the fifth time this year. All out of the bullpen. Low leverage situation, low pressure situation, just looking to get three outs. Two strike pitch popped up to the right side. Well, the story coming into tonight and the story at the end of tonight, it's Jackson Holliday. In his home debut for the Ironbirds, Holliday singled, stole a bag, and scored in the first. Reached on a fielder's choice and scored in the third. Was retired on a ground out and a strikeout his next two times up. But then finished off his night with a solo homer over the 404 sign in right center. At a time when the Ironbirds already had 9 runs on the board, that got him 10. Carson Carter, a good start to his night. He picks up a strikeout, gets Gomez looking. And that's one up, one down. Here's Grant Richardson. 14 strikeouts for Ironbirds pitchers tonight. Pinto had 7, Richmond fanned 4. Nierman got 2 on strikes. Now Carter has retired the only batter he's faced on strikes. Here's Richardson. Count 0-1 now. Two outs away from their second shutout win of the season. Really, any way you look at it, this is the Ironbirds' best game of the year. Bats got it going early. Gene Pinto set the tone with a quick 1-2-3 top of the first. The three relievers behind him doing their jobs. Two errors for the Birds, but both on catcher's interference calls. Other than that, flawless fielding. Now the 1-2 from Carter misses in around the feet of Grant Richardson. I think he's saying it hit him. Yeah, he's saying that ball got him. But the home plate umpire, Warren Eubanks, says no, it did not. Carter regroups on the mound. 2-2, swing and a miss. Back-to-back punch-outs for Carson Carter. He looks really good, fresh out of the pen. And Grant Richardson down on strikes for the third time tonight. Rafael Flores, the last chance for the Gades. Rafael is hitless tonight, like so many others in this Hudson Valley order. Just 2 bloop singles to right. The only hits for Hudson Valley tonight. The Birds carried a shutout into the fifth. Excuse me, the Birds carried a no-hitter into the fifth. Carter looking for a 1-2-3 frame. That would be huge as he looks to get back on track and settle in. 1-0's fouled back. It's 1-1. Carson spent some time on the injured list last year, so good to see him healthy. Long pause, 1-1. That's inside, 2-1. So as long as the Renegades don't score 2 runs in this inning, the Birds will finish tonight with a positive run differential on the season, and that's huge. 2-1, that's down, it's 3-1. The Ironbirds' run differential heading into the series with the Brooklyn Cyclones was negative 24. The Ironbirds right now plus 2. So they've picked up 26 runs in the run differential category over their last 7 games counting tonight. That's really impressive to do so that quickly. Popped up right side of the diamond. This should end it. See who wants it. It's the first baseman, De Leon. He makes the grab, and the Birds put the series opener in the win column. 4 Ironbirds pitchers combined for the team's second shutout win of the season. And the Bats combined for 11 runs on 16 hits, both season highs. 8 of those 16 hits were for extra bases, another season high. 3 of those 8 extra base hits were home runs. T.T. Bowens, a 2-run shot in his second at-bat of the night. T.T. making a rehab appearance here in Aberdeen. 2 batters later, Judd Fabian followed with a solo shot in the 3rd inning. And then to cap off the night, Jackson Holliday, in his Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium debut, goes deep over the 404 sign in right center for his 3rd homer as an Ironbird, first in this ballpark. Just an all-around team effort, a team W tonight, as the Iron Birds put together their best game of the season by far. 11 runs on 16 hits and just two errors for the Birds in this one to improve to 11-15 overall on the season. They've won 4 of 5. On the flip side, no runs on just two hits, both singles, and one error for the Renegades. They fall to 18-10 on the season. The win goes to Nick Richmond. It's his first of the season. He's 1-0. The loss to Joel Valdez. He drops to 0-2. No save. Game was played in 2 hours and 41 minutes in front of 1,278 fans here at the ballpark. Well, what a way to kick off the 6-game homestand. First game here at Leidos Field in over 2 weeks. And the Birds treat the home crowd to their best performance of the season. Can't say enough about what the Birds did tonight. Hope they can do it again tomorrow and keep this stretch that they're on going. 4 wins in their last 5 games, and they're just getting started. Ironbirds looking to climb the North Division standings, and they've got a golden opportunity in front of them. They came into this ballgame 7 games behind the Renegades in the standings. They now sit 6 games behind Hudson Valley, a chance to make up more ground over the next 5 days. Well, I had so much fun bringing you guys the action all night long on the broadcast. I'll be doing that the rest of this series and the rest of the season for all Ironbirds home games. An 11-0 win for the Birds tonight. We'll see if they can do it again tomorrow. For our entire production crew here with the Aberdeen Ironbirds, my name is Michael Marcantonini. Thanks for tuning in tonight. I'm back at it tomorrow, 6:40 p.m. pregame show, 7:05 p.m. first pitch. And as always, you can tune in either watching or listening on Bally Live, MILB-TV, and WAMD Aberdeen, the Ironbirds radio network. Have a great night, everybody. Talk to you again tomorrow at 6:40.